scared money don't make money.
The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Bulldog Nation's riding high off of last week's 38-12 decimation of the then 5th-ranked Cornersville Bulldogs. It's with that surge of momentum that the 3-0 Clay County team enters their young season's first region contest. Head coach Jake Johnson is headed out on the road for the second straight week with his black and gold Boggers. This evening, scenic drives brought them 2 hours due west to Cedar Hill, Tennessee, home of the 3-1 Joe Burns Red Devils and their 28-year head coach Tom Adkins. The Red Devils are seeking to make a return to their former glory after experiencing back-to-back losing seasons, and it's with that goal in sight that they welcome the Region 4A foes from Salina into town. However, the Clay County Bulldogs have goals of their own, namely their first-ever region title and the program's second-ever Sweet 16 appearance. It's here in Robertson County tonight that is the first step towards a historic Bulldog postseasonal start. It's the Red Devils and the Bulldogs in the Region 4A opener here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally, independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke, like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
and Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week. Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our fourth Bulldog broadcast of the season. We're on the road with the Dogs for the second time this year. We're here in beautiful Robertson County, Tennessee tonight. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll be describing the action as it unfolds. Joining me is the hero of how they fared, our network producer, Rob Edwards.
Thank you, Daniel. Good to be here again. Looking forward to a heck of a game tonight, I believe.
I think it'll be a real good one. A lot of folks may be overlooking this Joe Burns team because we beat them 2 years in a row. Solid football team in front of us, though, I think.
They are. They're a team that's not going to beat themselves. You know, we can't help them out. We've got to take care of business here early and get it rolling.
I agree. Also joining me is the ambassador of analysis and the stalwart of statistics, Thomas Weaver.
That one was impressive, Daniel. Always a nice introduction from you, but I'll have to give you one on that one. Back on the road again, guys. 2 weeks in a row, long road trips. But as always, we made the most of it. Our favorite place to go, the depot down in Springfield tonight.
Excellent restaurant.
Texas Tales. Can't beat them.
Can't beat them. And, man, am I excited, even after a big meal like that, to see what's coming next for these AP top 10 ranked Dogs. What a statement win last week. And what a team this is shaping up to be here in 2021.
You know, everything's great right now. 3-0, undefeated. What are they ranked now? 10th?
10th. Okay. Climbed into the top 10. Had been pretty much 11th all year. Top vote getter just out of the top 10. But it is a poll. Cornersville still ranked above us.
All right. That was strange. And, you know, as far as the rankings, I hope the kids don't even look at that stuff much or the coaching staff because it don't matter. I think it's more of a distractor than it is anything unless you're weakly accustomed to being on it. But this Bulldog football team's not, so we're going to celebrate it because it is a big deal.
It is a big deal, and it was a statement for those guys. And, you know, there's one group that's made a statement for years now, and we talk about them every week, Daniel, and that's our loyal list of sponsors who allow us to make trips like this. We can't thank those folks enough for getting on board here with the Horizon Sports Network from the very beginning.
That's right. And so quickly it is that they answer the call whenever it goes out to start each year, immediately re-up. Honestly, it's been more of an issue of not turning away sponsors necessarily, but finding places to include more than it has been trying to find them. So we appreciate them greatly.
Sure do. And, folks, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hall Horizon newspaper, which we put out each week. We hope our listeners will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game and photos from the CCHS Media Group. Up next, as we do every week during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in the paper in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about the Dogs' huge win at Cornersville. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, and now it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing the Dogs' most recent game. That headline ran, Statement Win, Dogs Dominate AP Number 5 Cornersville 38-12, and the story talked about how the Dogs made a statement last week by beating Cornersville on the road in a hostile environment. And when asked if the win could be considered one of the best wins in school history, head coach Jake Johnson said, you know, had it been in the postseason, I think you could definitely say that as far as playing a complete as a complete team. It's by far the best game we've pieced together. It's a great signature win, but coming back down to earth and humbling ourselves, in the grand scheme of things, it's nothing but putting a target on our backs. We're going to get everybody's best ball from here on out. We've officially arrived in the eyes of our competition. And, Daniel, that arrival came via a quick-strike offensive attack, countering the size and strengths of Cornersville. And the Dogs used that to build an early two-score advantage, as your summary is going to show.
It certainly does, Thomas, and it was all about junior All-State receiver and return man Alec Kerr, who exploded for back-to-back scores, the first coming on a 45-yard punt return and the second off the arm of freshman quarterback Nate Adams, who was true with a quick strike that was quickly turned into an 89-yard touchdown. Though shell-shocked, Cornersville quickly answered on the next possession after taking the ensuing kickoff back to the Clay County one-yard line and punching it in from there to make it 12-6. But the Dog defense bowed up after that. Then junior Joseph Markham set up the first of back-to-back scoring strikes from Adams to senior wideout Grant Strong with his powerful running. Markham had rushes of 13 and 17 yards amidst a 10-play scoring drive capped off by the first touchdown of Strong's career, which he snatched out of the air in the back of the end zone to put his team up 18-6. Markham then broke free for a 20-yard bruising run on Clay County's next possession before Adams found a streaking Strong from 35 yards out to make it 24-6. But Cornersville still didn't fold. Right before intermission, they put their physical run game play on display and had it first and goal at the 8-yard line, where junior Hunter Kyle decided he wasn't going to let them score. Kyle dropped the Cornersville quarterback for a sack and then shut him out of the end zone with a fourth down stop to send Clay County into the locker room with a 3-score lead. Cornersville opened the second half with another sustained drive and powered it in for a score to change the scoreboard to 24-12 early in the third quarter before Clay County rallied again. Adams converted a crucial third and long play by stepping up in the pocket, avoiding the rush, and delivering a laser down the seam to junior Jimmy Burchett for a 46-yard gain. Kerr kept the 7-play scoring drive with a 3-yard rushing touchdown to put his team ahead 30-12 with just under 3 minutes remaining in the third before slamming the door on Cornersville in the final period. He made the most of another punt by taking it 60-plus yards into scoring position where Adams ran it in from 2 yards out. Kerr then added the exclamation point with a 2-point conversion catch to account for the final margin. Clay County 38, Cornersville 12.
What a win, Daniel. And in that win, Clay County had a total of 335 yards of offensive output on 45 plays, including 76 yards rushing on 30 carries and 269 passing yards. Adams accounting for all the yards through the air, going 9 for 15 with 3 touchdowns. And Kerr was the leading receiver with 4 catches for 113 yards and a touchdown. Burchett caught 2 balls for 53 yards. Strong had the 2 touchdown catches for, I guess that would be 43 yards. And Spivey had one huge catch early on for 60 yards. Markham was the leading rusher with 21 carries for 75 yards, while Kerr had 7 carries for 7 yards and a touchdown, and Adams 2 carries for negative 6 yards because of a sack, but also that crucial touchdown. Defensively, Burchett and Markham, who had a sack, led the way with 7 tackles apiece. Kyle Kerr, senior Wade Coons, and sophomore Austin Anderson each had 5 stops, and you go back, Kyle had 3 sacks and a tackle for loss also. And Garrett and Strong both recorded 4 each, Strong with an interception late and Garrett also with a sack. Rounding out the tackle list were senior Eli Smith with 3, sophomore Weston Burgle with 2 and also a sack, and Adams and junior John Hamilton each had 1. Folks, next week get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game here at Joe Burns in your Dale Hollow Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Red Devils here in Cedar Hill on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, folks, to the CarQuest pregame show. Time now for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, as always, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the TWSWA playoffs for 4 consecutive seasons and have 23 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 10-23, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals in 1985. The Joe Burns Red Devils have also advanced to 4 consecutive playoffs and have also appeared in 23 overall seasons in the postseason, dating back to their first appearance in 1985. They have a playoff record of 19-23, with their furthest advancement being the single-A state championship game on 2 different occasions, where they finished as state runners-up in both 2008 and 2010. These teams are meeting for the 7th time in their histories. They first squared off in 2015 when they became region foes, and they've met each year since. The largest Bulldog victory was last year when Clay County won 48-7. The largest Red Devil victory came in 2016 when the Dogs lost 0-43. Clay County owns a 2-game series win streak coming into tonight's action, but the Red Devils hold an edge in the overall series record. Against Joe Burns, the Black and Gold have a 2-4 record. There's not a lot of them. We have a few. We're going to go ahead and look at the single-game series stat leaders in this series between Clay County and Joe Burns. Remember, this is only the 7th meeting tonight, so not a lot of games to pull from. Thomas, I'll just let you take away.
Passing yardage leader, 2017 189 yards by quarterback Jake Ashlock. Passing touchdown leader came last season. Keaton Arms threw three in that blowout win.
Receiving touchdowns, two tied there. 2019, White Burks here at Joe Burns Field had two touchdown receptions, and last year at John Tibbles Field in Salina, it was Alec Kerr who hauled in two touchdowns. The tackle leader, the modern day leader, in a lot of different areas there, Dylan Maxfield, we recorded him as having 20 stops against Joe Burns in 2017.
And then there's that man again, Alec Kerr, the longest punt return touchdown. It came last season. We saw him do it last week. He did it last year, too, a 63-yarder to put the Red Devils away.
Folks, that concludes our opponent portion of About the Bulldog history. After a word from our sponsors, we will return with our lustral and decadal history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pin to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, track hoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Tonight we continue our weekly celebration of the Bulldogs of the past by recognizing a team that's celebrating either a lustral or decadal anniversary. Last week we discussed the 1966 Bulldogs. This evening we turn back the clock 50 years to 1971. Charles Manson is sentenced to life in prison. Joe Frazier defeated Muhammad Ali in Madison Square Garden. Walt Disney World opened, and Bobby Westmoreland was in his second and final year as the head coach of Bulldog football. This season in 1971, that we'll chronicle tonight, the team had a 5-5 record on the season. We'll go through the schedule here in a few moments. On average, they scored about 12 points a game, allowed about 18. So even though they lost the five, kept them under control in some of those to just allow 18 a game, and offensively had some struggles. We're going to go through the names here in a few moments. And I will say again before we get into this, just from a historical standpoint, this period of time, kind of a lull in the program. Coach John Tiefels, after 15 years of leading the program, he got out after the 69 season. Coach Westmoreland came in, was the head coach for 2 years, and then a young Harold Watson took over in 72. And so we went through a period of 5 or 6 years where you had a little bit of a dip in the action. Folks remember the glory days of the 60s and looking on to the glory days of the late 70s and early 80s. And this is a time that is important, though, and we're going to take our time to slow down and talk about them. Thomas, I'll let you start off by sharing all of the players.
There are five unknown players on this team that are in this photo that will be in the Dell Hall Horizon this week. Folks, I apologize. We did not get last week's team in this last week's paper. Well, we're going to double up this week, Daniel, and you're going to help me remember that.
66 and 71.
That's right. Also had five freshmen on this team, and like you said, maybe not a whole lot of success, but folks are going to recognize a lot of these names, even the seniors on down through. But the freshmen, Michael Crowbelly Cross, David Henson, Ricky Melton, Jimmy Wide, and then, of course, our late Uncle Bill Napier, who is in the Hall of Fame. They were all freshmen on this team. Four sophomores, Robert Chapin, James Key, Oscar, Ollie Page. Everybody knows Ollie in his restaurant. Randall Short. 10 juniors. A lot of upperclassmen on this team, Daniel. 10 juniors on the team. Paul Davis, Pat Harrell, John Overstreet, Paul Pierpoint, Mike Roten. Danny, you're going to have to help me there.
Schleyer.
Thank you. Perry Scott, Edward Smith, James Strong, and Jimmy Swanger.
Swanger.
We'll go with that again. And 12 seniors on this team. We've got Bobby Arms, Mike Bailey, Leo Bowles, Danny Brown, Wayne Key, Benny McLaren, Steve Monroe, Danny Richardson, Clark Smith, Larry Stone, Tim Turner, and Willis Walker. Of course, head coach by Hall of Famer Bobby Westmoreland and assistant coach by one of my coaches who I have a lot of regard for, Coach Dennis Smith, who's also in the Hall of Fame. And then Lester Arms, Randy Cork, and my uncle Walt Weaver were managers on this team. So a lot of great men on this 1971 team, Danny.
100%. Very impressed by those upperclassmen, 22.
That is amazing.
10 juniors, 12 seniors. You know, excitement was high. We're going to go through the schedule. You'll see that they have some losses to some bigger schools. You know, credit Coach Westmoreland back in 71 with recruiting the hallways and getting those guys out there for Bulldog football. We'll go ahead at this point and look through the schedule. They opened it up with a tough 0-31 loss to Monroe County, Kentucky. Went on the next week to get the 1-1 on the season with a victory over Baxter 14-6, and that was a game that saw senior Wayne Key intercept two different Baxter B passes. So a good night for him there. Third game of the season, a loss to Gordonsville 0-26. That put them at 1-2 on the year. Game four saw them defeat Monterey 28-12 to get back to even at 2-2. Wayne Key, another big night there, had a 75-yard punt return touchdown, one of the highlights I was able to glean from newspaper articles from that contest. And then they get through the midseason point there with a big 35-12 win over Jackson County. So a 3-2 record at the midway point, Thomas, a winning record at that point.
Yeah, I've been there, Daniel. I mean, you can have a great team when you play competition like that. You know, Tompkinsville, we know about their tradition back in the day. And then, of course, Gordonsville and, you know, what was the other loss? That's it. So, not a bad start, really, at 3-2.
It certainly wouldn't. And I'll point out one thing. You're not going to see a Pickett County on here.
That's right.
You're going to see Red Bull and Springs because they were yet to start their football program up. So a lot of years in the 2000s, we've had 2-8 records and counted on Pickett and Red Bull for some of those wins. You don't see them on these schedules here back in 1971. Back half of the schedule, sixth game, a loss to Watertown, 6-30. Then a tight loss to Livingston, 14-18. Smith County, they lost that eighth game of the season, so that three-game losing streak, they dropped it to Smith County 0-21, so they end up at 3-5 after those eight contests before finishing off the season with two nice wins, 13-6 over York Institute, and then a win over Tennessee Vocational. You might recognize as Taft Youth Center for more of a modern-day term. Don't have a score on that one, but that put them at an even 5-5 record to finish that hard-fought season.
Well, and it shows the team's heart. You know, when you want to get even when you're down, your record's at 3-5, and they did. They closed it out right, Daniel, and made things respectable.
So before we move on quickly to the cheerleaders and football queen, just want to mention this group of freshmen that we're learning from these upperclassmen how to play ball and grooming them along as young Bulldogs. They go on to have a 10-1 season in the fall of 1974. And you called off a name there, Thomas, amongst the sophomores, Randall Short, and he's one of our faithful listeners here on the Horizon Sports Network. Wanted to point that out, that I often see his name up on the screen tune in listening, so we appreciate him. I'll let you finish it off with the cheerleaders and football queen.
We've got individual shots of all the cheerleaders here, Daniel, and they include Deborah Webb, Janet Long, Kathy Pig, your mother, Linda Napier. You'll have to help me with that one.
Patsy Chaffin.
Susan Simpson, Susie Etheridge, and then Suzanne Rich. And also, Miss Suzanne was the football queen.
She was. And I want to, before we close this segment down, I want to thank my mom, Linda Napier Strong. I spoke with her today. I actually had about 15 of these players that I couldn't identify due to
really?
The peculiarity of the picture. It's taken at an angle, and you can't see numbers or faces very well. So we narrowed it all the way down to only 5 unknown people, and they were in the seam of the page there for the most part. So I want to thank Mama for that. Well, folks, it's been our pleasure tonight to discuss the 1971 Salina High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 50th anniversary. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest Pregame Show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson. And still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game-time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineup. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from the Dogs' road trip to Joe Burns, where Clay County will take on the Red Devils in their region opener. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson for this edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, as always, appreciate you having us over today.
Appreciate you coming in, Thomas.
Well, there's no other way to start this one than to congratulate you, your staff, and your team on what may be one of the best wins in school history Friday night at Cornersville, Coach.
Well, you know, that's what we'd talked about, prior in our little newspaper deal. Had that been in the postseason, definitely. But anytime you can get, your quote-unquote upset, it's a big confidence booster. It's a big statement game, but hopefully we can use that momentum to carry into this one.
And you talked about it in the paper, what you just talked about there. You guys opened some eyes, broke into the AP top 10 afterwards. And, a lot of that, it can be good and bad.
Right, and it's the whole thing, you know, next man up mentality we've had already, you know, with some injuries, but also it's, you know, who's next? And that's something we, you know, that was a great win, but, you know, that was a week ago, this week. And it's tough, you know, the only bad thing about this game is there's not a whole lot of time to celebrate. Right. You got that night, and the next day you're working on the next one. So I just hope, you know, that we don't get a little too overconfident, you know. And historically, Joe Burns has been a very tough place to play. You know, go back to a couple years ago, it took one drive, a fake punt, and a couple fourth down conversions to seal that. And, you know, they've got an axe to grind, you know, after coming down here and getting beat pretty convincingly last year. So it's not going to be a walkthrough game.
And you talked about it, jumping into the top 10, beating a team like Cornerville, who's ranked fifth in the state, kind of puts a target on your back.
It does. And, you know, from here on out, we're going to get everybody's A game. You know, everybody knows we can play. You know, that's statewide, and we're going to get everybody's best. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's what we want. But, once again, we don't want to get in that frame of mind to where we're not giving our best either. You know, as far as I'm concerned, yeah, that's a great game. But these goals that we talked about, you know, if we don't win this next one, it's all for naught.
And we can, you know, spend all day naming guys in this Cornerville win, coach. Alec Kerr getting it started. Joseph Markham with his power running. The freshman, Nate Adams, with the poise in his first start. The newcomer, Strong, Spivey, on and on. But it was just a complete performance by the entire team, top to bottom, on the coach.
100%. And, you know, there's still a couple avenues and things we could work on. But as far as, you know, a complete team game, you know, that's by far the best one we put together this year.
And you had guys, your stars, shone bright in that game.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, we've kind of been waiting on the emergence of Alec Kerr, you know, and due to, you know, getting some new guys in that made some plays at outside receiver, you know, it spin a wheel and figure out who you can try to cover, and he took full advantage of that. And, you know, we benefited overall, you know, for those basketball guys coming out, but, you know, Alec really reaped the rewards this last week.
He did, and he was kind of the X factor in that return game. We haven't seen that yet this year either.
We haven't. And, you know, that's something he always does, is anytime he can get the ball in space, you know, you hold your breath. It's electric. And, you know, a kid we've not even talked about who's been the hero of that also is you know, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is right there with them. And, you know, I feel like they've kind of been, you know, taking turns. Earlier in the first couple games, it was more or less Jimmy Burchett, you know, streaking down the field and making big plays. And, you know, now Alex kind of settled back in. And that's the great thing about these guys is it's not an I-me thing, you know. I mean, they're just as happy and excited to block for one another. I mean, that's something I'm the most impressed with. You know, you go back and look on film, we talk about these guys making the big play, but, you know, several of them were not going to be made without the blocking of some of the others. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they understand, hey, sometimes it's my night to shine and sometimes it's not, but all they care about is the win.
We talked about it individually, but you mentioned it to start. You needed to jump out quick on Cornerville and make them play from behind, and it happened exactly the way you wanted, Coach.
Right, and, you know, we couldn't ask for anything better. Once again, we had a couple miscues here and there, but, you know, as far as executing our game plan and doing the things that we felt like we had to do to win, I mean, you can't ask for much better.
But they didn't lay down. Got down two scores, answered, cut it to a one-score ball game, and it seemed like they had the answer early on. In that game, you know, they kept coming, but our guys did too.
Oh, 100%. You know, we're a top five team for a reason. You know, they're a great program, a great atmosphere down there. You know, one of the better places I've been as far as, you know, that's considered. But, you know, there's a reason why they've been in the state championship game twice in the last, 6 years?
Right.
They're a good football team. They're a good football program. I mean, they're not just going to roll over.
And you mentioned the atmosphere down there. We all know what it's like going to Joe Burns.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready for that?
Yeah, I mean, Luckily, you know, we've got Rob Weir that comes by periodically and revs up his engine, you know, at us sometimes at practice. But, you know, it can be, you know, they call it the land of black smoke.
Okay.
Because, you know, they back all those trucks up and rev those engines up. And, you know, pretty neat little deal, just a tradition they've had for years and years. And, you know, we sit back here and say, I think it may have been, what, 2010, 2011, Joe Burns had a state championship appearance also. You know, Coach Atkins does a fantastic job there, and you know, they're a quality program. I know in recent years they haven't been as dominant as what they have been, but you're going to have to beat them. I mean, they're not going to make very many mistakes. They do a great job, and they've got a good program there as well.
And we haven't really mentioned the injuries. Still got two big ones out in Arms and Sharp, I assume, mm-hmm. this week. But you got some guys healthy and got them back last year, especially up front. Going to need those.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Stone Lynn coming back helped us out. Big John Hamilton saw his first action the other night. And, you know, it gave us a lot of depth. And that's one thing we were fortunate enough to develop due to those injuries, is get some guys in, kind of, you know, let the younger guys play. But, I mean, you know, subbing in and out, you don't feel as, you know, like there's a complete cliff drop off, you know, because those guys have had some time. You know, Sharp is on his way to a probable, you know, this week. You know, I know Arms is, you know, still an extended time with that foot injury. Sharp's on the mend. You know, look to see him sparingly, but it's one of those things, break glass, you know, in case. But, you know, I think Markham did a fantastic job of really earning those yards last week. Didn't, you know, light up the stat column. However, their front, my goodness, was the best we'd seen all year long. And he refuses to go down on first contact and earned everything he got.
You're going to need that from Markham, from these guys up front, heading to Joe Burns tonight against what's normally an old-school attack from the Red Devils and Coach Tom Atkins. Anything different coming from Joe Burns this year?
A little. You know, they've started, of course, in some of the films we have, they've started really trying to stretch the field and throw some deep bombs. You know, they got Dallin, the senior quarterback, who has been their starter for the last 3 years. Does a great job back there. Probably the best sprint-out passer we've seen this year anywhere. You know, that's something new that we've really got to, if somebody's effective at that, it's what do you stop, you know.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a challenge, is trying to corral him back there, because he's kind of the magic man, you know. He's making stuff happen. He's running and gunning. He's not afraid to call his own number. He's a senior now. He's got older, but, you know, it's going to be tough, because they have changed things up a little bit.
Well, obviously, it's a defensive key. What's one overall key tonight, Coach, to get this first region win and take one more step towards that region title?
Well, the number one thing that I don't like about long road trips, and I tell them this all the time, first off, it's a business trip. You know, don't get beat by the bus. And I feel like last time we went up there, you know, we started out slow and lethargic, kind of did. But, you know, luckily we got a long trip out of the way and performed well. I mean, the key to the game is, who makes the least amount of mistakes? I know that's cliched. I mean, I know they're not going to. Typically, they don't. You know, they're very sound in the things that what they do, and it's just we're going to have to play for four quarters.
Sounds good, Coach. Appreciate you taking the time, as always, and good luck tonight.
Appreciate it.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson. Brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, and now it's time for How They Fared from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burden.
All right, guys. Jackson County fell to 1-2 after being shut out by Sequatchie County 22-0 last week. Tonight they're at one of their new region foes, East Nashville.
I'm curious to see how they fare against Harpeth and East Nashville and Stratford, I think.
East Nashville is in the top five of 3A.
Yeah, I think they're 3-1, so it should be.
That's going to be a tough outing for Coach Loftus and the Blue Devils.
Clinton County, Kentucky fell to 0-4 after a 49-0 shutout by Adair County. Tonight they take on the Hornets of Metcalf County.
We don't talk about Kentucky teams.
No, we just let that go. Cornersville, obviously picked up their first loss, 3-1, to 38-12 loss to Clay County Bulldogs. Tonight, they host the 0-3 Collinwood Trojans.
They'll get back in the win column there, sounds like.
I expect them to, yes. This Joe Burns Red Devil team currently sits at 3-1 after a 22-14 win over Houston County last week.
Well, you know, this Joe Burns Red Devil team is 2 points from being 4-0. The one loss that they had, whoever it was, is like 24-22 or 26-24.
McEwen, I believe.
Yes. So, you know, Joe Burns, I'm going to go ahead and say Joe Burns is back, and they're a solid football team. We talked about it earlier. I look for a good one.
Well, we just watched them warm up out here. You know, they appear to have all the ingredients for a good team.
They look the part. I am questioning maybe their level of competition starting out. You know, we got off to a roll, you know, 2-0. We did beat a good Cornersville team to get to 3-0 and stay undefeated. But, you know, not very good records as far as what Joe Burns has done. But from the last year's season, this is a huge turnaround for them, and if nothing else, it gives them some momentum coming into that.
Right. We've talked region title. Well, hey, they are, too. It's a 4-team region. They know if they win here tonight, when they play Gordonsville, that is for the title. So, big game.
Eagles of Westmoreland High School fell to 0-4 after being shut out, another shutout, by Smith County Hooten Owls, 18-0.
We talked about Westmoreland on the way over here. I think you may call them the best over team in the state. And, you know, you look at that, they probably still have that straight ahead, you know, ground and pound type run game and struggling to put up points. But that's a team you don't necessarily want to count out this season.
Well, they're hosting Trousdale County tonight. So, I mean, maybe 0-5 coming to Solana next week. So, might be the best 0-5 team in the state at that point.
Yeah, I agree.
Red Bowling Springs improved to 1-1 after the Cosby Eagles made that 203-mile trek to Red Bowling and were shut out by Red Bowling 20-0. Tonight, Red Bowling's making the long trip. They're going 218 miles to North Greene.
Wow. That's way up there.
That's a long way.
Coach, I believe that you took care of them in the semifinals of the state tournament this year in North Greene.
We did. That was our semifinal game, and we played well enough to win for sure.
And a highly athletic basketball team, I thought North Greene was. More athletic than maybe skilled on the basketball court, in my opinion. You know, some of those guys play football. That would be the makings of a pretty good team.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had some size,
that's for sure.
So, Scott High improved to 1-2 after a 1-0 win over Austin East. That's a COVID win, 1-0. So they're 1-2, and they're idle this week.
Another big unknown, in my opinion, there with Scott. Big school. Who knows what we're going to get from
them? I went over Schofield put it on a couple weeks ago. So that's about the only thing we can even gauge by.
Grundy County. 0-2 after their second consecutive bye week. Tonight they host Sequatchie County. They're getting back on the field after 2 weeks out.
You know, a lot of those southeastern teams down there haven't played much ball so far this year. We saw Sequatchie take care of Jackson County. I think Sequatchie's got a pretty good ball club. Maybe get a good gauge on Grundy here.
The York Dragons improved to 2-2 after a 35-18 win over the Hawkeye last week. Tonight, they host Oneida. Probably a pretty good game.
Should be. I think Oneida will win it. But if York hangs with them, that'd be a good mark for them. Oneida's usually pretty stout.
Gordonsville improved to 4-0 after a 28-14 win over Eagleville last week. They got a late pickup of Stewart County after Pickett County dropped football. So they are traveling to Stewart County tonight for their game. And you know, looking ahead next week, that Gordonsville-Coalfield game is one that, you know, we've all talked about already, kind of looking forward to. So that'll be one on our list for next week.
Yep.
Sure enough.
Totally different Gordonsville Tiger football team than we're used to seeing this year, guys. And that was another one very similar to our matchup with Cornersville. Eagleville was in the top 10. heading into that one. So you had a top 10 battle going on there. So that was a pretty good win. I'm sure the Tigers are feeling pretty good about themselves right now, undefeated and knocking off a ranked team.
I hope they keep winning. And us too. We'll just go 9-0 against 9-0 come week 11.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
It would be fun. Last week, the dog opponents are 15-19 overall. Well, not last week, but overall, they're 15-19. Speaking of overall standings, the pick'ems, Daniel 7-5, I'm 7-5, and Tom had some trouble last week, 5-7. This week's games, guys, I'm going to...
right where I want to be, guys.
you got us right where you want us,
yep.
I can feel the pressure. Stone Memorial 3-1 at Upperman 3-1. Who wants to pick that one first?
I'm going ahead, big upset. I'm taking Stone.
Whoa,
gonna pull off a thriller.
What about that? I think it'll be a good ball game. I think Stone has got a good team, but I think Upperman's got a point to prove after going to Fayetteville and getting knocked off last week by a single A team. I feel like the Bees are going to flex their muscles tonight and win this one.
I'm going with the Buzzing Bees. The old alma mater. Red Bone Springs 1-1 at North Green 1-3.
It's going to be a barn burner.
I think the 218-mile road trip too much for the Red Dogs. They're not the road dogs. North Green going to win.
I, too, will take North Green.
Well, I think Daniel's the only person on earth that's ever picked Red Bone Springs to win a game. So
and they lost.
They did. So North Green for me.
Okay, so it's a wash. Now this next one, guys, I just picked this game. It's a week where it's kind of hard to pick games, but I picked this game here just because I've always wanted to be able to say this on the air. The Mount Juliet 4-0 at White County 3-1, and I'm going with Mount Juliet Dub Bears. If you're a Saturday Night Live fan or a Chris Farley fan, you know what. I don't do it justice, but Dub Bears.
You did good. I like it, Coach. I'm picking upset, all three of them. I'm taking White County, going to take care of Mount Juliet tonight. Big upset.
I wanted to go with White County just because they hurt me last week.
Go with Dub Bears.
I don't want to go against them again. I'm with the Coach. Dub Bears.
That's a lot better than mine was. I need to work on that a little. This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. We're about 7 minutes away, according to the scoreboard there, folks. Stay with us after these ads. We'll get right back to it.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-243.
3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here live from Joe Burns High School, you can probably hear the trucks across the way revving their engines here on the Horizon Sports Network. It's time for the Westmore Management Keys to the game, when we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win this Region 4A opener tonight. Thomas, let's start it off on offense. Things have been going well lately.
I have, Daniel. If I can talk over this display being put on by Red Devil Nation out here, getting the red crowd fired up on the far sideline. But, you know, we saw the Clay County offense really open things up last week, even with a freshman quarterback at the helm. You know, I think tonight we're going to see some of that. But I also feel like it's one of those games where we need to establish the run game, Daniel. So I think a heavy dose of Joseph Markham and a sprinkle of speed from Alec Kerr and crew is just what the doctor ordered tonight. Being healthy up front with the return of Big John Hamilton, Stone Lynn and company, along with the solid play of those guys who've been there doing it all year long, I think they are the key on that side of the ball tonight. We saw the size that Joe Burns has here tonight, and I think our guys in the trenches are going to answer the bell to get this rushing attack rolling tonight.
What about defense?
Defensively, like Coach Johnson said in the interview, their dual-threat quarterback, three-year starter in Dallin, how we handle him is going to be the key today, tonight. You know, not something we've seen yet. But you know what? We hadn't seen that power run game like Cornersville had last week either. And what a job by head coach or defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson did in that one, Daniel. So I think we'll have the answer to yet another challenge tonight, and we're going to see this nasty Dog defense dominate.
What about that overall key?
Well, you know, the old X's and O's versus Jimmy's and Joe's adage that people talk about, I think it comes true tonight because we're the better team. But how do we handle success and keep that edge coming off that huge win last Friday night? So the Clay County Jimmies and Joes, they got to have their minds right and build on that success with another excellent outing. You can't do it much better than they did a week ago. We've got to see that same type of focus, same type of intensity here tonight. They've got to figure out how to bring it again and keep bringing it every night. And I think this team's ready to take their first step towards that region title.
All right, folks, there you have it. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weber, brought to you by Westmore Management and owner Bobby Westmore, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Folks, it is football time here at Joe Burns High School. We'll have to cover weather in the final word in just a moment. Garrett puts his foot to it. Dogs kick off left to right. Big hit. Levi Garrett, the kicker, coming down, making the stop, accompanied by Hunter Kyle. Joe Burns is going to take over at the 11:49 mark of this opening quarter of play. They'll do so from their own 40-yard line, a 60-yard field in front of them. Joe Burns traveling right to left. They are the home team. They're dressed in red from head to toe, have white numerals and a white JB on the side of that helmet. Clay County, the visiting team, black helmets, black pants, white jerseys, gold numerals, no outline. First and 10 play, Joe Burns chooses to put it on the ground. Pick up of 4 yards, a nice gain for 28-year head coach Tom Adkins and his offense on first down. Ball carrier was number 16 for Joe Burns. Have to go to my roster here. That is Bailey. Coach Edwards, how do you pronounce that last name? Saragnet? Saragnet, okay. Bailey Saragnet on the carry. senior quarterback, Ryan Dallin, going to be in the pistol set. Running back at his left hip. Dallin going to keep it off left side, second and six. Close to first down yard, Jamore. Alec Kerr involved on the stop. Primary tackler, probably credit needs to go to Wade Coons. And it is a first down, so Joe Burns coming out running the football. Two plays has yielded them a first down.
Well, you can see right there, Daniel, Dallin off the edge here, sprinting out, dual threat. Could have pulled up and tossed it over the coverage there, but tucked it and ran. And you see he's effective on his feet.
State Farm starting defensive lineup brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke, nose guard Tyler Wattle, tackles Levi Garrett, John Hamilton, inside backers Wade Coons, Joseph Markham, Eli Smith, outside backers Weston Burville and Jimmy Burgett, cornerbacks Nate Adams and Grant Strong, accompanied by safety Alec Kerr. Kerr going to make the stop, but only after Saragnet picks up about 12 yards or so on first and 10, and quickly Joe Burns into the Clay County defensive side. That was the State Farm starting defensive lineup I just brought to you, and it was sponsored by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. The Red Devils on the move, Thomas. They've got it in Clay County territory at the 38.
And you can see the physicality they have up front in Saragnet. A big back, Daniel. He's a load once he gets loose in the middle. Kerr taking the worst of that collision downfield.
Fourth play of this opening Devil drive coming. Dallin off the left side. Going to be hit around the line of scrimmage. Nate Adams coming in, making the stop. Also, Austin Anderson involved. Anderson reaching at the ankles of Dallin. Adams coming in up high with a shoulder tackle.
And a better job right there on first down. Daniel trying to get the edge with the quarterback again. Great job of getting horizontal by those guys on the end. And then Adams and company coming up, making the stop at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
No gain. Sets up second and 10. Ball does rest at the Clay County 38. Joe Burns with early momentum. Scoreless here. 9-10 and ticking opening quarter. Dallin in the gun, a fullback, and Saragnet, the tailback at his right hip, hand off to Saragnet. He's right up the gut, has yardage, going to be short of the first down, probably about a yard shy. They're going to spot him directly on the Clay County 30, and you get the feeling here early in this when Clay County just coming out flat, going to be third and two. Of course, we're in the opening minutes of this one. A lot of football to play, but just right now, the pulse of this contest, just real flat. Not much atmosphere here at Joe Burns right now.
There's not. Besides the revving of the engines early, no atmosphere on either side, really. That was the senior Eli Smith coming up and making his first stop of the game, filling in for the injured Keaton Arms at linebacker.
Dallin in the gun, hands off to Saragnet.
Running
hard, trying to get the 2 yards needed for the first. A host of dogs making the stop, though. I see John Hamilton involved, also Wade Coons. I'm sure Thomas had a better spot of who was the primary tackler. They're going to give him the first down. Picked up just right at the 2 yards needed. So Joe Burns putting together what could be an epic opening drive for them. Sixth play of it coming. Actually, it's going to be the seventh play of the drive coming. Already they've gained 3 first downs on this drive. The 6 prior plays have all been run plays. They're going to play it with 2 wideouts to the left here on first and 10, tight end right, fullback and tailback, and a pistol set beside Dallin, who's in the gun. Ball's resting somewhere around the Clay County 28. Dallin, quarterback, keeper, left side. Pretty good defense by the Dogs. Tackle's going to be made by Big John Hamilton along with others. John, the first dog to jump on the back of Dallin. 8th play of the drive coming, 7:25 and ticking. This is exactly what 28-year head coach Tom Atkins likes to do, likes to run the football. He's an eye coach, and we are seeing a variation of the eye. It's a shotgun pistol set, but still a fullback and tailback, a tight end and 2 wideouts. Pretty vanilla football, the kind of football that I particularly like myself. And it's what we kind of did for a long time in Salina, back through the 90s and the 80s there, all the way back into the 70s.
Dallin goes to the sidelines, Daniel, with his helmet off. New quarterback in.
Going to be 2nd and 9 after Dallin only picked up one. Hand off to Saragnet. He's in the backfield. Tackle for loss going to be recorded. And give it to middle linebacker, the senior, Wade Coons, making sure Saragnet doesn't get anything cheap and easy that time.
And Coons has got off the bus fired up, Daniel. This is where this Bulldog defense has got to bow up. Got them in 3rd and long here. Near the red zone, Wade Coons is saying, let's go, guys. Here we come.
Almost halfway through this opening quarter, Joe Burns snapping on the 9th play of their opening drive. They've got it 3rd and 8 at the Clay County 29-yard line. Dallin back in the game. New tailback at his left hip. Three wide to the right. Dallin quarterback keeper gets to the line of scrimmage. Now Moore, 25, cuts outside, brought down by Joseph Markham. Also coming up is freshman Nate Adams. Markham, the primary tackler. Going to be fourth down, definite, though, four down territory for Joe Burns. We'll have to see where they spot the football to determine the distance for this fourth down play. Looks like they spot it at the Clay County 27, so fourth and around seven to go. 5:40 and ticking, and Joe Burns has chewed up over half of this first quarter clock. 10th play of the drive coming.
Let's see if Coach Atkins goes to the air for the first time here tonight. Daniel, fourth and long. Got to get this one. Need 8 yards to convert.
Two wide to either side. Dallin does look to throw. Double pumps. Now he runs. 25 up to the 20. Gets enough for that first down. These chains are going to be moving. Tackler was Wade Coons, I believe. Now, Jason Hamilton, assistant coach down the sideline, offering the Clay County football to the officials. He's thinking it's short, and yes, it is short. Hard angle that we're calling this one from. We're sitting on the 35-yard line at the opposite end of the field. Last week at Cornersville, we were low to the playing surface. Tonight, we're high above it in a little crow's nest on the visiting sideline. Clay County going to take over for this drive at their own 19-yard line. So an 81-yard field in front of Clay County, 5:18 on the clock as they take over. Nate Adams, the quarterback, rolls to his right, looks to pass, has time, does not have a wide receiver that's open, though. Now he heaves downfield for Kirk. Catches this football, but they're going to rip it out of bounds. I can't argue with that one.
Okay.
Turnover on downs for Joe Burns on their first possession. They did chew up over half the clock. Clay County did take over, as we said, at their own 19. Incomplete pass on first down.
Plenty of time there for Adams. He was surveying the field. Good coverage downfield, Daniel. Just threw that one up for grabs because he knew Kerr was deep and would go get it. And he did, Daniel. Came down with the ball. I think he stepped out of bounds on his gather before he jumped.
Yeah, could have. Whistles blowing the field, stopping the second down play. False start against Clay County. Something that head coach Jake Johnson's team has done a good job of during the first three games of the season as far as just offensive misalignment issues. We've not had a whole lot. Been pretty clean on that side. So not nice to see a early penalty here against the offense, setting them up in a second and 15. The ball should be now at the 14. Clay County with an 86-yard field in front of them. Adams in the gun, two wide left, one to the right. Hand off to Carson Sharp, who's back healthy. He's running hard off left side, cuts north and south. Does have some yardage. And it's going to be hard until they get down in front of us to get a good look at where the ball's spotted. I'm going to say it sets at the Clay County 23, which should show a gain of 9 for Sharp, setting Clay County up in a 3rd and 7. And it looks like the sticks agree with me. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Tailback at the left tip of Adams, who's in the gun. Nate the pass, wants to go down the middle of the field for Markham. Decides to go instead for Carson Sharp. No, it was Grant Strong. Strong well defended by number 3, Milakai Rivera. So 4th and 7 now. Punt team going to try it out for Clay County.
That's a good job by Adams right there. Bought himself a little bit of time under duress. Got the ball out just a little bit behind and out of step for Strong for him to get the two hands on it and come down with it.
Scoreless first quarter thus far. 0-0. 4:15 on the clock as Markham is back at his normal punter spot. Nate Adams punted last week. Markham deep to punt. Jimmy Virtue with a long snap. End over end punt by Markham. Hits at the 45. Takes a good Bulldog bounce. Rolls down to the Joe Burns 38, where it'll be downed by Lance Burchett, who was on the punt team hustling down the field there. Nice hustle by the freshman. 4:03 mark, first quarter, still scoreless, Thomas.
Yeah, Daniel, and kind of what I expected coming into this one, you know, two teams that are kind of doing battle on the ground. We saw Clay County open it up through the air a little bit, miss on both of those shots there from Adams, but good start to this one. Defensively, anyway.
Yeah, we need to do our coming exteriors weather report. Sure do. Try to do that in just a moment. First and 10 for Joe Burns. Ball sitting at the 38. Dallin with it. Hands off to Saragnet. He's back to the line of scrimmage. Nothing more doing.
Good job.
Could end up being a tackle for loss. We'll go ahead and turn our eyes to the Robertson County skies, bringing the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. Temperature right now about 73 degrees. At the half, it'll be 71. End of the game, 70 degrees. 94% humidity. 0.2 of an inch of rain has fallen today here in Cedar Hill, Tennessee. 15% chance throughout the contest. A 4-mile-an-hour wind out of the east-southeast. This has been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof, metal, and more. They're all the folks that you can trust to protect your home for the elements. Dallin with it. Hands off to wide receiver on a jet sweep. He's around left side. Good dog defense. And that's Eli Smith doing a nice job coming up, recording that stop. The senior linebacker in filling in for his injured teammate, Keaton Arms, the junior inside linebacker. Smith, a newcomer. First year he's played football in high school and one of our state champions for March in basketball. And he is really enjoying himself, Thomas.
He's having a great time playing football out there, Daniel. And, you know, he's learning every game, just like all of these newcomers are. And you can see him getting better and better. Two stops already here tonight, playing that linebacker spot. Stayed at home right there that time. And just a good play to string it out and keep it in third and long.
Third and 8 set. Ball at the Joe Morton's 40. Down the pass. Releases. Too high. Incomplete. Good defense by Adams. Coach, while they transition into this punt, let's go ahead and get us a full coverage amount of word where we ask you for your last thoughts, not before kickoff tonight, but with 2:34 left in this first quarter. It's brought to you by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Go ahead and cover it all like their agency does.
Well, coming off one of the biggest wins, at least in the last few years, and you know, these guys led by these bunch of juniors, they're the veterans on this team with a couple seniors, but you know, they've got to show up and play, be ready to play, and we saw, you know, we're off to a little bit of a slow start, but it looks like we're adjusting a little bit with a defensive stop here, so just hang in there and be patient.
Dallin punts it away. That was the full coverage final word, sponsored by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. 28-year veteran head coach Tom Atkins not making the mistake that Cornersville did last week. He did not allow his senior quarterback and punter, Dallin, to kick it anywhere near Alec Kerr. They kicked it short and out of bounds. Clay County takes over with premium field position. They got it at their own 45, a short 55-yard field in front of them. 2:26 left in this opening quarter as the Dogs take over. First and 10, 0-0, still the score here in the first quarter of this Region 4A opener. Nate Adams in the gun, Carson Sharp back to good health, is the tailback behind him. Double tight end set, double wideouts. Sharp right up the gut, 50, across it, near the 45 where he's brought down. Carson will be short of the stick, but a nice job. He looks healthy, he looks fresh. Going to be second and 1.
Yeah, nice run by Sharp right there. Juked and jived in the hole and then got north and south, just like you said, and got upfield. Nice gain of 9 yards. That's two runs, 9 yards each, Daniel.
Tight end either side, wide out either side. Adams in the gun, hands off to Sharp. He's around right side, gets back to the line. He's caught from behind. It is a first down, a short gain for Sharp, but enough to move the sticks. Third play of the dog drive coming, and they just picked up their first down of the drive. So Sharp, all the yardage on this one so far. It started at the Clay County 45. Now the ball resting two plays later at the Joe Burns 42. Same set. Austin Anderson, the tight end, to the left. Hunter Kyle, the tight end, to the right. Strong and Spivey, the wideouts. Quarterback keeper, Nate Adams, 40, up to the 35 where he's brought down. They say that Nate Adams is an excellent runner. We've seen his passing the last couple of weeks, not seen a ton of running out of him. He executed the option quite a bit last week. Really the first time we've got to see him in the open field and had some speed there. Used his legs to pick up 6 yards, setting up second and 4. Ball now resting at the Joe Burns 36-yard line. Fourth play of this drive coming.
Yeah, that was a fluid run right there by Adams. You can see that he has the talent with his feet.
Not just his arm.
Spivey and Strong in a twin set together here right in front of us on the right side. Spivey going down the sideline. Adams heaves it for him. Can Jeff come up with it? Almost. Good defense by number five, Antoine Lucas, a junior DB for Joe Burns. Really difficult to play man coverage against the very tall Spivey. The Joe Burns Red Devil did a good job there, Coach.
What we used to call a little Cadillac route, a post underneath as Strong came underneath. Spivey wheeled out around him, Daniel. Had the step on the defender, just a little underthrown there by Adams, but he went up to get it, Daniel, just like he did last week, and I'm sorry for cutting in on Coach.
Third and four after the incomplete pass. I like the play call because you're in four down territory.
I like
you
the shot.
A free one there,
take a shot.
Timeout going to be taken on the field by Clay County. Young freshman quarterback Nate Adams didn't like something that he saw. 36.6 seconds left in this first quarter, 0-0 the score.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't yet...
Tragedy strikes for Clay County. A 5-yard false start penalty coming out of that timeout. Not something Coach Johnson will be happy with. You just had a break. You had a chance to personally talk to your players on the field, and then you come out and poor execution cost you, put you back a 3rd and 9. Ball now rests back at the Joe Burns 42. Substitutes going in and out for Clay County. I saw Alec Kerr and Joseph Markham trot on the field. Markham split out wide to the right, joined by Kerr and Grant Strong, Spivey by himself to the left. Adams, low snap, ball on the ground, picks it up, rolls to his right, has time, releases downfield, targeting Kerr. No, incomplete.
Yeah.
Pass interference, the call. And if I was a Red Devil fan, I'd be fussing about that one.
I disagree, Daniel. As soon as Kerr extended his arms to make the catch, he got walloped in the back. You saw his head flinch backwards. Got there just a little early. It was a nice looking play, but he was too early.
I thought it was good timing, but you're right. He was a little early. Either way, I'm glad it took place because Clay County with that yardage should be moving the chains here.
Yeah, it was 3rd and 9, so.
The sticks and the chains do move. They're going to march the thing up.
Same type play we saw, Adams hook up with Kerr. It's a double corner route, basically to the sideline, and it's 3 wide. Strong hooked it up underneath Daniel, and he had 2 guys on the double corner. Just laid it in between them, and Alec Kerr going up to get it.
1st and 10 from the Joe Burns 27. Joseph Markham, first carry inside, nothing doing. Not a lot of blocking that time. Clay County's offensive line usually pretty strong right in the interior. That time, it was the Red Devil defensive front that was stronger. Loss of yardage for Markham, we'll have to see. That's going to be the last play of this first quarter. I can tell you that, because there goes the buzzer. 0-0, as in to 1. It's been a good battle back and forth so far. Clay County with its second offensive possession. They'll be snapping on the 6th play of this drive, actually the 7th when we come back for the start of the 2nd.
Yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network at Joe Burns High School, starting the second quarter, 0-0 the score. Clay County now, after the switch in of the field, drives from right to left from our vantage point. Ball resting at the Joe Burns 26-yard line. Adams in the gun. Tailback to either side. Hand off down at Kerr. Kerr, full head of steam, around left side. Picks up a few, and he's brought down. Alec going to be spotted down at the 25-yard line. So only a pickup of one, if I'm seeing things correctly. Yep. Ball at the 25.
Clay County pulling the page out of the Red Devils playbook here, Daniel. You know, we've seen Sharp with runs up the middle, Adams scrambling. You talked about it, how many plays and eating up a little clock, and they're threatening here inside at the 25-yard line. And look, wide open. Oh!
Spivey was lined up. The pass is incomplete. Spivey was lined up in a heavy set at the right side tight end. We used to call it an 80 hawk pass. He released, went straight down the field. Nobody went with him. Nate Adams has passed just a little too high and outside of the reach of Jeff Spivey. Incomplete pass sets Clay County up now in 4th and 8. It is 4-down territory. They break huddle, come to the line. 11:19 mark, second quarter, 0-0. Two wideouts to either side. Adams in the gun. Sharp at his left hip. Nate to pass. Has time. Steps up. Releases. Ball going to be knocked away. He was targeting Alec Kerr, who was lined up at the right side slot. Another good ball by Adams. That floated on him just a little too much. And he gave the Red Devil secondary time to come underneath it and knock it away. So at this point in time, credit Joe Burns with some great pass coverage.
They have had some great coverage. Besides the miss there by the freshman quarterback on the play prior to that, Daniel, you know, he has thrown the balls out there, giving his receivers a chance. Good coverage all the way around. And, you know, the interference call got us through that drive, got us in scoring position. But Clay County, again, couldn't take advantage.
Joe Burns takes over at their own 25-yard line, a 75-yard field in front of them, 11-11 on this second quarter clock. Still scoreless here. Dallin, quick screen to the left. Surrogate has it. He's off the left side, has yardage. He's going to be brought down and tackled.
I think that's Smith again.
It is. Does he wear 40?
Yeah.
That's him. Smith on the stop, records his second tackle of the contest. Good gainer, though, by the Red Devils. Setting them up in second, what we'll call 8. Appears that the ball is spotted at the 33. Creating that second and 8 situation.
Just too deep of a shell right there on that one, Daniel. No coverage within almost 10, 12 yards. Got it in his hands and got up for a pretty good game.
Wide out to the right and the left for Joe Burns. Fullback and tailback. And a tight end in the set. Hand off to Surrogate. Since the opening drive, he's been limited. No yardage on that carry. I have no clue who made the stop for Clay County. There were literally 6 different dogs involved.
There were. I think it was John Hamilton going underneath there, and like you said, 5 or 6 more black hats on top of him.
Third play of this drive coming. Joe Burns in a manageable 3rd and 3, caught a TFL for Hamilton. Looks like they backed the down marker up one, setting Joe Burns up at their own 32. Head coach Tom Adkins, the longest tenured head coach in single-A football, perhaps the whole state. I know it's single-A. Coach, have you done the research on that?
I'm like you now. I just know single-A. I'm not sure otherwise, but he's been there a heck of a long time.
Long time. Started in the fall of 1994. Dallin, quarterback keeper, left side, 3rd and short. Gets positive yardage.
I don't know that he got it, Daniel.
Very close. The chains are wanting to move.
They are running the hometown guy.
So
they are. They're moving.
The official signals it on. So a big conversion there, setting up a new set of downs for Joe Burns. 9:20 and ticking. Second quarter, 0-0 the score. And the fourth play of this Joe Burns drive coming. This is exactly what I thought we'd get coming over here. This Joe Burns team, I wouldn't fool by them. You know, we've beat them pretty heartily the last 2 years. But they've got a strong Ridge tradition. Two silver balls up there in the schoolhouse in 2008, 2010. And they're back to what they are used to being. Nate Adams on the stop quick screen was thrown out to the left side by Joe Burns. I failed to give you those offensive starters for Clay County. Thomas, remind me to do that when we come back to that side.
Sounds good. I agree with you, Daniel. You know, this is what you get from a guy that's been in place for almost 30 years. He goes back to old school football, ground and pound, and you and I talked about it. There's nothing more fun to watch for an old football guy like me and you than a game just like this.
Good old scoring
game.
And
this is a game for senior Wade Coons, who's already got five stops here tonight, one for loss. This is what you got to see out of your senior leader, and Wade Coons is bringing it here tonight.
Making a strong case early for the TDS top performer. All right, here we go. Second and eight. Dallin in the gun, too wide to the right. Fullback and tailback set at his left hip. Dallin to pass. He's going to now scramble, breaks pocket, host the Dogs there. They still cannot bring him down. Finally, they do so. Give credit on that stop.
I think that was Eli Smith, Daniel. He had the first shot at him, missed him, circled back around, ended up falling on the ground, even though I think Dallin may have went to the ground first. Who do we have underneath also?
Levi Garrett, also involved. Both of those guys.
Now, I don't know who to give it to.
It's hard. might give them both one on that.
We may have to. But basically, great intensity from Clay County right there. Dallin doing a good job avoiding the rush at first. We do have pretty wet field conditions. You talked about the turf, how deep it is here, trying to slow these teams down maybe a little bit. The conditions aren't the greatest here tonight.
Rain 2/10 of an inch today in Cedar Hill. 3rd and 14 after the sack. Screen pass set up. Dallin dumps it off to his tailback. He's in hard. Probably Alec Kerr or Nate Adams won from that position on the field. Possibly Carson Sharp. Now, actually, I think Sharp's on the sideline right now, isn't he? Oh, it was Sharp.
Yeah.
Good stop by Sharp, who missed last week's action down at Cornersville. 4th and about 15, tackle for loss for Sharp. Good aggressive play from his cornerback position. 7th play of the drive here for Joe Burns, likely going to be of the punting variety. Dallin, their quarterback, is their punter. He's in a deeper set now, but he's a danger to throw from back there. Puts his foot to it instead. 6:30 mark, 2nd quarter.
Strong.
And it is strong on the punt return. Can't hang on to it. Does cleanly cover it back up, though. So Clay County going to take over. Strong did a good job securing the football, just didn't handle it cleanly enough to head upfield on the return. And I tell you, that's a difficult thing to do. I used to return a few back in high school. Thomas, I know you did. And you've got guys barreling down at you, big high-booming punt like that, and you're tempted to take your eyes off the ball and look at the defense coming at
you. Well, you want to put an experienced player back there in most situations, Daniel. I mean, I know you also want to put a guy with great hands, but it's kind of one way or the other there. Strong, doing a good job not to lose that one.
Clay County playing quickly. 1st and 10, and Wade Coons with a pancake block, 6 yards in the backfield. You called it out, Thomas. This is senior Wade Coons' kind of night. I don't care where we go or what time of the year. Wade Coons always gets off the bus ready to play.
I'm sorry, I missed the carry because of Wade Coons pancaking that guy deep in the backfield.
6.5 minutes as Clay County took over. Now down to 6 minutes. Left in this 2nd quarter, we are scoreless still here. Ball rest at the Clay County 37 after Sharp picked up 3 on 1st down. Adams in the gun. 3 wide to the left. Jet sweep. Little toss down at Kerr. 40, 45, 50. Flag comes out. Ball is going to come back. Adam Kerr going to go all the way to the house with a touchdown. Ballandry on the field. Probably going to bring this one back. Coach Edwards says 2 flags. We give him a headset. He chooses not to use it often, though. Clay County offensive linemen already coming back to their offensive huddle. This one's going to come back. That's kind of why I didn't get excited on the play. I screwed up last week. I did that once on a Joseph Markham run, about a 20-yard pickup that I didn't call due to early flags. It was just a sideline warning. The play stood. Unfortunately, Kerr's touchdown not gun to Thomas.
Well, I still got to call it a little bit, Daniel. That's what you get, the explosiveness of Alec Kerr. Got the corner because of the good blocking, and then he did the rest. I'm not sure. We're looking at a holding call, I think. Coach Evers is giving me that signal there, so that could be why he got that corner, Daniel.
May have been. All right. Once the ball is backed up, it is spotted at the Clay County 26, 74 yards of green grass in front of Clay County if they want to get to the red double end zone. 5:28 mark, second quarter, 0-0 the score. Clay County will receive the kickoff to begin the third quarter after halftime. Dogs break huddle. Weston Merble accompanied by timeout taken. 5:21 mark, second quarter. Old-fashioned slugfest here in the Region 4A opener. 0-0 between Clay County and Joe Burns.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, two wide to the right, two to the left for Clay County. Jimmy Burchett, motion left to right. Jet sweep, pass to him, turns the corner, up to the 30, 35, now the 40. Jimmy's still in bounds, now he's run out of bounds. Far across the field, and after the big holding penalty that had Clay County in second and around 20, Jimmy Burchett picks up most of what was needed for the first. They do not move the sticks yet, but I know that junior Jimmy Burchett has put us very close here. Oh, they give him a bad spot. Put him at the 40, third and five after the pickup. Still a nice pickup, but short of where I thought he was going to be. Third play of the drive coming for Clay County. Three wide to the left. Adams in the gun. One to the right. Hand off to Sharp. Sharp up to the left side of the offensive line. Crosses the line of scrimmage. Picks up about two before he's brought down. Big decision here for Coach Johnson. Fourth and about one. A long one, we'll call it. Ball around midfield at the 49. And it looks like the punt team coming out. Actually, the 44, not the 49, is where it rests. 4:45 and ticking, second quarter. Clay County going three and out on their third offensive possession of the contest. Big holding penalty added and admitted that, though. We've got Markham on the punt. Two wide left in the set. Fakes are available. They choose instead to put the foot to it. Big high boomer out of Joseph. No Red Devils drop. They stayed up, played defense. If you remember, 2 years ago, it was a punt fake deep in Clay County territory where Jake Ashlock threw a little slant pass to Jimmy Burchett. That converted a first down and started about an 18-play drive. They put the nail in the coffin for the Bulldog victory. So wouldn't be surprised to see something like that needed tonight to win this tie game. 4:22, second quarter, 0-0.
Yeah, you're right, Daniel. And, you know, just not the time to do it yet early in this game, but it could take something like that. We're seeing, you described it as a slugfest, slobber knocker, whatever you want to call it right here tonight. Straight up, mono-a-mono football, just at its finest.
Joe Burns taking over at their own 29-yard line. 71-yard field in front of them. Dallin, out pass on the left. Tackle made by Grant Strong. Pretty good job by Strong coming up, making the stop.
Yeah, just again, you're seeing that deep shell, Daniel, right now. We've seen Joe Burns kind of have success. Just the quarterback down, just standing straight up, throwing it horizontal to the sidelines. And the receivers catching it in yards after the catch, not huge gainers,
but they
get the drive started. And then you see the power run game come through and the sustained drive. They haven't gotten the end zone, but they've eaten away the entire first half almost.
When you pick up six on first, you can run it on both second and third down.
Right.
You know, and that's what we've been seeing them do is you bring up that point, Thomas. Second and four, ball now up to the Joe Burns 33. Dallin with it, has time
no
to
pressure.
Throw. No pressure. Here's the rush. Now he's flushed. Do we have linebackers to make the stop? And we do. Very close to first down yardage, though.
That's Eli Smith again.
Smith on the stop, and the chains move. The chain gang twice tonight is headed out before the official is sent for him. Better keep an eye on that.
Man, I got a good view of it, Daniel. But again, you see the legs of Dallin extending the play there. First off, no pressure whatsoever from Clay County until it came late, and Dallin with his eyes down the field, so good coverage on the back end from the Dogs, but he is able to scramble and pick up that crucial first down. We're ticking under 3 minutes to go here, still scoreless here in the first half.
First and 10, ball around midfield at the Joe Burns 42. Dallin, another out pass. We're going to have to be tighter on that. A missed tackle, almost a huge play. Credit Wade Coons with hustling out there from his middle linebacker position. Strong came up, made a decent pop, but didn't wrap up and bring number 5, Antoine Lucas, the junior wideout, to the ground. Lucas had a free shot, 50-yard sprint to the end zone, if not for the hustle of Wade Coons.
Yeah, great job by Coons right there. We've talked about him all night long since he got off the bus, as I mentioned earlier, just playing a great game. Touchdown saving tackle there. But again, it's the cushion, Daniel. I think you're going to see a major adjustment at halftime, but we may need to make that adjustment really quickly here. Strong, only his second game playing defensive back, still giving a 9-yard cushion here.
Lined up 9 yards deep, sure is. Here we go, first and 10, Joe Burns. Surrogate off left side, big gainer, short of the first, but definitely about a 7-8 yard pickup. 2:30 and ticking here, second quarter, 0-0 the score.
John Hamilton with the stop there. What a return for him, Daniel. Great to see him back in the lineup. He's already got 4 stops, 2 of those for loss so far tonight. He's playing big, too, in a big game in the trenches. We talked about it so far, what Wade Coons is doing, but you got to talk about John Hamilton, Levi Garrett at the nose tackle, and Hunter Kyle, the undersized Hunter Kyle. They're holding up well up front.
They certainly are. We need them now. Second and 4. Dallin in the gun. Fullback and tailback to his right hip. Another little quick screen set up. Throw. Ball's curved into the air. Falls to the turf. Going to be 3rd and 4. After the incomplete pass, Strong with a good job anticipating the slant. Kind of was right on the hip. Got a big paw in there disrupting the pass.
Playing a little tighter on that one, too. It was a slant, so he broke to the inside, got the hand in there. Daniel, but I don't think the hand deflected it. That was a direct hit to the helmet of big number 84, the tight end.
1:54 left in the second. Clock is stopped. 0-0 the score. So, Joe Burns driving here. They have it at the Clay County 37, 3rd and 4, 4-down territory. Longtime head coach Tom Atkins, very pleased, I'm sure, with his play, the play of his team thus far. Dallin in the gun, 2 wideouts to either side. Handoff inside to number 4, the running back. Keeps his feet moving and gets enough to move the sticks. I thought the Dogs had him in the backfield, but credit Brian Salas, the senior tailback, with a great push out of the lower end of his body, kept those feet turning, drugged 2 Dogs. Across the plane needed for the first down. Don't see that happen often.
You don't. Eli Smith making first contact there. Read that play, Daniel. Uses his instincts to make contact. We talk about the strength of Joe Burns, but honestly, that was the kind of their quick back, I think, turning his legs there for that first down.
Joe Burns here on their 4th offensive possession of this contest. Fixing the snap on the 7th play of the drive. Minute 20 and ticking. Second quarter, Dallin to pass. Has time. Looks to the left. Rolls to the right. Releases deep downfield. Strong with the coverage. Pass interference called. I disagree with that one. Strong with not a lot of contact. However, you play it how it, the officials see it. That's okay. So,
yeah,
going to be excellent opportunity for Joe Burns here.
That's great coverage for Grant Strong there. We called him out a little bit on giving too much cushion early on, but now he was right in his hip pocket on that one, Daniel, but he did have both hands on the front of the jersey. Not making contact to push off, but just kind of keeping up with the receiver as he come downfield with his hands on the jersey, and that's all I could see they called. What do you think, Coach?
Yeah, guys, I agree with you. I was looking right at it, and it's it didn't look like we've seen a lot more contact not get called than that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 1st and 10. Ball setting at the Clay County 22. Need a stop. Minute 13 left in this opening half of play. 0-0 the score. Dallin in the gun. Fullback and tailback at his left tip. Here's the snap. Hand off to Selkie. Hit hard in the backfield. John Hamilton. Big John playing great tonight. He's well rested. As Thomas mentioned, this only his second week back from a long injury. John, not only did he miss the opening two games, he missed the scrimmages that took place prior against Watertown, the Jamboree against DeKalb. Timeout's been taken by Joe Burns. Minute 8 left here in the second quarter. 0-0 the score. Time for some ads.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Minute 8 left in the second. 0-0 the score. 1A contest here at Joe Burns High School in this Region 4A opener. Joe Burns with it after John Hamilton's tackle for loss. Second and 12. Dallin in the gun. Targets are wide out to the left side. Incomplete. Still a lot of cushion on that side. This time Nate Adams with the cushion. He came up with a nice hit, though, disrupted the arrival of the football, and the pass was incomplete. That does stop the clock here. Minute 3 left in the second. 0-0 the score. Third and 12 for Joe Burns. They have it at the Clay County 24.
You see Joe Burns go to the air here of late, Daniel. Ticking down their in scoring range. We know what their strengths are. I don't think they're using them.
Low snap. Dallin picks it up. Going to scramble and run. Has positive yardage. Not much, though. Wade Coons, I believe, coming up lowering the boom. Could have been Markham. Pick up of about 3. 4 Dallin on the scramble. Setting Joe Burns up, 4th and 8. Thomas, who do you think made the stop?
I don't know, Daniel.
Markham come from over. We ain't called his name much. I do think he was involved. Timeout taken by head coach Tom Atkins. We're going to go ahead and stay on air here for a moment. 38.7 seconds left here in this second quarter. 0-0 still the score. Joe Burns fixing the snap on what's going to be the 10th play of this drive. Thomas, they took over the 4:22 mark, and they mixed it up. Pass run on this drive after being all run early.
Yeah, and, you know, we've talked about it. Old school football right here. We're seeing some passes, but basically horizontal across the field to the sidelines just to create some distance and get those guys that got some pretty good wheels in the open field, Daniel. And it's the cushion that's kind of giving them that opportunity out here. Again, I think you'll see an adjustment from Clay County at the half, 38 seconds left. In a ball game like this is a huge 38 seconds in a scoreless ball game. So Clay County's got to rise to the occasion here, get into the halftime, scoreless ball game, and start over.
Dogs do receive the kickoff to begin the third quarter. Of course, Joe Burns could always try some trickery and go onside, something like that, try to steal a possession. And honestly, they've defensively, Joe Burns has done a pretty good job keeping Clay County in check. They were 3-0 on the last possession, so might not bother them to take that risk there. Here we go. 4th and 8.
Coons is walking up. One play, guys. One play. Give it your all.
Timeout taken now by Clay County, I believe. We've got the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show coming up here after this next 38.6 seconds of game time. We're going to play one ad here during this timeout. Come right back and reset the stage.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Coming out of this timeout, Levi Garrett, Wade Coons, John Hamilton, Joseph Markham trotting back out, Hunter Kyle, Eli Smith, those guys up front ready to make a big stop here, Thomas, 4th and 8. This is huge. Joe Burns, if they can convert here, get a new set of downs, maybe get in the end zone, what a tremendous move it would be for them. Obviously, we don't want that to happen.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see the same thing. Roll the quarterback out, get it in his hands. He's the best player they got.
Dallin in the gun, rolls to the right, releases the ball, is not a play. What a play by Nate Adams. Good job by the freshman corner, followed his receiver across the field on a slant route, almost baited him in a little bit, then put on a burst of speed, knocked the ball away. So Clay County going to take over. 1st and 10, directly from the 20-yard line, 80-yard field in front of them. 30 seconds left in the half. Coach, what do you think here? Take a knee, get into the locker room. You got timeout? Pass one.
Yeah, one timeout here. I don't know. I might go in the locker room and regroup right here.
You get the ball to open the third. Adams in the gun. Looks confused. Saying they only have 10 players. They're missing a guy. There are enough on the line of scrimmage, so this is a legal set. Hand off to Sharp inside. 25, 30. Going to be brought down. Clock continues to run. I don't know the timeout situation.
Clay County has 1, Joe Burns 0.
He didn't give it to him.
They're going to mark him short of the 1st. 9-yard pickup for Carson, advancing the ball up to the Bulldog 29, 71 yards in front of them. They start the clock back. Clay County's done. Going to take it into the locker room, come back out, play this second half. 0-0 the score. What a contest here in this Region 4A opener between Joe Burns High School and Clay County High School. 0-0 with the half, and it's time for the Poplar Grove Bunny Shop Halftime Show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action for tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first 2 quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Cedar Hill, Tennessee at Joe Burns High School, where we have a scoreless ball game, 0-0. Here at intermission between the Clay County Bulldogs and the Joe Burns Red Devils.
and it's been a defensive battle tonight. Not much offensive output from either side. Clay County, well less than 100 yards, and I think Joe Burns right at it. And then lots of three and outs, lots of punts in this game, just an old-school battle of wills. Clay County did put together a 10-play drive late in the first quarter and got it down to the 25-yard line, but turned the ball over on downs, kind of their only scoring opportunity of the night here. The Red Devils about the same as far as driving into four-down territory. They did go for it on fourth down right before the half. A big deflected pass by Nate Adams turned them over on downs to give us this scoreless ball game here at the half. For Clay County, again, pretty anemic on the offensive side, a product of the Red Devil defense. 15 plays for a total of 58 yards so far tonight. They've had 9 rushes for 45 yards. Quarterback Nate Adams is 1 for 6 for 13 yards through the air. It's been a defensive night, and we've got some big numbers there already here in the first half, being led by two seniors. Wade Coons brought the intensity to start. He has 6 tackles here at halftime, one of those for loss. And Eli Smith, the newcomer, 5 tackles already tonight, half a sack for him. He paired with Levi Garrett for that, who has 1 stop. Joseph Markham has 3. Alec Kerr has 1. Nate Adams, 2. John Hamilton also playing big tonight, and I overlooked him in the beginning in his return, second game back. He's got 5 stops, 3 of those for loss. Carson Sharp with 1 tackle, and Grant Strong with a stop here in the first half. Again, a scoreless ball game, 0-0 here in Cedar Hill, Tennessee. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Poplar Grove Body Shop coming towards its end here. Time for some stuff from Coach Edwards. Just take it away, Coach, and give us anything you want to.
Well, how about we give you some Joe Burns stats here. Joe Burns, 27 plays in the first half for 103 yards. And I heard Thomas say that Clay County had 15 plays. So Joe Burns almost doubling up Clay County on the offensive play calls. 19 rushes for 67 yards, 5 of 8 through the air for 36 yards. So, you know, not a great first half offensive for either team, but both defenses playing pretty well.
Well, this is what we expect. Tradition of Joe Burns, run the football, use the pass just to mix it up a little bit, short passing game, control the clock. I wish that's one thing we had. I probably could figure it out from my drive summaries, but they're bound to be greatly winning time of possession. What about a budget pest control scoreboard update?
All right, so some of these, you know, our game went so quick the first half because it was mostly runs and the clock never stopped much, so we got a few scores here, a lot of them in the second quarter. East Nashville 40-0 over Jackson County in the second quarter. South Pittsburgh 14, Whitwell 0, second quarter. Gordonsville 7, Stewart County 0, also second quarter. Here's one that might surprise you a little. Westmoreland 7, Trousdale 8 at halftime.
Wow. Now, you know, we talked about how good Westmoreland is despite being 0-4, so there's proof in the pudding of it.
That's right. And we've got them next week. North Green, 24, Red Bull and 0, halftime. Oneida 7, York 0. White County 0, and the Bears of Mount Juliet 24 at halftime.
What was White County 0?
0.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Macon 20, Livingston Academy 0, halftime. Rockwood 6, Monterey 22. That game also at halftime. Scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Chiggers or fleas, they bring them to their knees, Daniel.
They certainly do. Angela and Luke Collins taking care of business at Budget Pest Control. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge. Brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-cent Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. As I said last week, please send them to that number rather than maybe my personal cell, if you have it. That way we can have a true account of when those answers came in. So one more time, the number, 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here we go. Tonight, in their fourth game of the season, the Dogs are facing a head coach in Tom Adkins, who took over at Joe Burns in 1994 and is now in his 28th season. Back in 1994, when Salina High School met Watertown in their fourth game of the season, Gary Davis ran for 206 yards, while Thomas Weaver threw for 122 yards and a pair of touchdowns in the 28-6 Salina victory. Who were the two Bulldog players that caught those touchdowns off of the arm of my broadcast partner, Thomas Weaver, back in 1994? So one more time. The Dogs are facing an opponent tonight with a head coach of 28 years. Tom Adkins began back in 1994. In 1994, when Salina met Watertown in their fourth game of the season, Gary Davis ran for 206 yards, while Thomas Weaver threw for 122 and a pair of touchdowns in the 28-6 Salina victory. Who were the two Bulldog players that caught those touchdowns? Text all answers in to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. About a minute away from starting this third quarter, Clay County can receive the opening kickoff to get things underway there. Got had junior high action taking place at John Tibbles Field back on Tuesday night. The Bull Pups, or not the Bull Pups anymore, they changed that, sounded bad. The Bulldogs, junior Bulldogs. Sorry about that. The Junior Dogs won that one, got a 3-2 on the season. So head coach Isaiah Walker and his crew, they don't have a ton of numbers, but what they've got is quality, putting together a good season. Also, other football action in Clay County tomorrow, the youth league teams will have their second games of the year at home, their first home games, at John Tables Field. The flag players start their game at 4 o'clock, I believe it is. The juniors will play at 5, and the seniors will play at 6:30 tomorrow. So we have a guess from Sam Daniels as to the answer of the trivia question. He says Sam Daniels and Devin Brown. Half right. Sam, you obviously are right about yourself. You were one of those two, but Devram was not the other. Devram, of course, playing fullback in front of Gary Davis in the Dog backfield in 94, also a senior. It is another, so we're still looking for one name there, another Dog who caught a touchdown from Thomas in 1994's win over Watertown. Pooch kick for Joe Burns to start, picked up Eli Smith. He's headed upfield, 45-50, crosses it and brought down. Eli Smith doing a nice job fielding the kick, sets Clay County up in good position. So we're still looking for half, and we have a correct answer. Betsy Holtham, the winner appropriately, her wise memory. Sam Daniels and Robert Westmoreland, she says, and that is correct. She remembers Thomas playing in that senior year game, and she's right. So we're going to save another stamp and hand-deliver that Subway certificate and sticker to Miss Betsy Holtham, Thomas's mom.
I promise there's no insider information there.
Nate Adams, 1st and 10. Play starting at the 50. Passes out to Spivey. Spivey with the catch. Heads upfield. Moves the chains. Very close to it. I said it started at the 50. That's not right. It was at the Joe Burns 47 where the play started. Spivey does have enough to move the sticks. The ball is being spotted at what I'll call the Joe Burns 36. Pickup of 11 there between Adams and Spivey. Adams in the gun, 1st and 10, 0-0 the score, third quarter action, reverse play set up, pitched off to Burchett, Jimmy Burchett. Now he's going to throw deep downfield, targeting for Grant Strong, Strong with a catch, he's tackled, but a first down. A little bit of razzle-dazzle out of offensive coordinator Chris Harris to get things rolling here in the third quarter. You could sense Clay County needed a spark of momentum. Perhaps that was enough. A nice hookup. Play originated at the Joe Burns 36. Now that ball is spotted between the Joe Burns 20 and 15, I'm going to say it's at the 16-yard line. So a pickup of 20 on the play. Jimmy Burchett, the passer, strong the catcher. 1st and 10. Adams in the gun. Tailback it is a hip. Hands off to Kerr. Kerr around left side. Full head of steam. Gets back to the line and brought down, though. He actually is going to move the down marker forward a little bit. Pick up some yardage. Going to mark him down at the Joe Burns 11. So a pickup of 5, I guess it was, for Alec. No, that's not right. Looks to me like it's 2nd and 9, so. Ball sitting at the 12. Either way, 2nd and 1 appears to be maybe 7 to me. Whistles blow, I fear, false start against Clay County. And for the 3rd time tonight, I believe it is, Clay County picking up a false start. What about a penalty update, Coach?
Well, that is Clay County's 5th penalty on the night. 40 yards, they've lost total. Joe Burns had one pass interference call for 15.
That Subway Trivia Challenge brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do. Whistles blow, timeout taken, and that's convenient for me. I need to finish my tagline here. At Subway, they offer freshly cut veggies, toppings, protein, and freshly baked bread to create the perfect meal. Greg and Melissa's local sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in our Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Timeout was taken by Clay County. Thomas, a few more messages coming in on the hotline. Anybody contesting the answer there?
No, they're not contesting, but quite a bit of interaction here tonight on the hotline. And I got another classmate, Hannah Bowles, that went to school with us in the same class. She guessed Sam, had him right. And also one of my other wideouts, Kevin Rich. He didn't catch the touchdown, but he caught a lot of balls.
A good catch. And you guys thought that'd be a hard one to guess, but I didn't think so. And it proved to be true. We appreciate everybody listening. Hope you're enjoying that trivia challenge that we've added this year. And very thankful to Greg and Melissa Brandon for sponsoring it. Coming out of this timeout, Clay County has the ball. Hey, the Joe Burns, I see what the trouble was. Okay, 17. Yeah, that's with the penalty. So it's at the Joe Burns 17, second and 12. So it was second and 7 prior to the penalty. Adams in the gun, rolls to the right, multiple receivers, sets his feet, now going to scramble and run. Bree brought down on a sack. Andre comes onto the field. Two different flags, one back here in the passing pocket where Adams was taken down, the other in the end zone where a wideout and a defensive back were wrestling with one another. So two different infractions to be sorted out here.
Yeah, Adams avoiding the rush, getting upfield there, Daniel. Good coverage again from the Red Devils downfield. Had a guy dragging underneath. He kind of rolled out to his right a little bit and set his feet for the look-back throw. I think it might have been Kerr on the post route as they flooded the right-hand side. Just couldn't find anybody, tucked it and ran.
Dogs on their first possession of this third quarter, 10-13 mark. They started with great field position. Eli Smith had it early midfield. After the penalty, they just waved them off, offsetting infractions, one against the other team.
Replay the down.
Second and 12, Adams in the gun, ball at the Joe Burns 17. Nate with it, hands off to Carson Sharp. Carson around left side, nothing doing. Penalty flags come out again. Back judge threw one. White hat threw one. So this is another situation that it could be offsetting things. Two different officials from two different areas of the field saw something. Sloppy start to the third after what was a very clean and efficient first half of play. Still 0-0. Joe Burns, big defensive lineman, number 70 in there, applauding the call. So I'm assuming Clay County going to get backed up. He's a good-looking specimen. Who is that? Landon Wicks, a junior, 6'1", 240, they say.
Holding against Clay County was the call.
Second big holding penalty against Clay County earlier at a curve with about a 60-yard touchdown on a jet sweep that was called back due to a holding call. All right, ball now resting at the Joe Burns. Should be 27 after the 10-yard penalty. Adams with it. Rolls to the right. Another penalty play comes out. Adams on the scramble, going to get way down the home sideline. Taken out of bounds inside the 10, and another flag comes out. The last one's going to be a targeting penalty against Joe Burns. The safety came up with his helmet on Adams.
You're going to have a hold here in the backfield also, Daniel. I think you may see it again. Replay the down. Back to second and 21.
We apologize, folks. It makes it very hard to call the flow when it's so disrupted this way. I'm going to take the opportunity to go ahead and throw out one other trivia question we had prepared. This one also sponsored by Subway. However, it's only for a Horizon Sports Network sticker. The Dogs are facing a team tonight from Robertson County, Tennessee. This is certainly not the first time that this has taken place. Back in 1968's Blanket Bowl, Salina High met East Robertson and went on to capture head coach John Teeples' his first bowl game win. In what city was the Blanket Bowl held? So once again, the Dogs faced East Robertson, another team from Robertson County, in 1968's Blanket Bowl. The Dogs gave head coach John Teeples his first win in that contest as they beat East Robertson by a score of 28-6. Where was that contest held at? What city was the Blanket Bowl in 1968 held in?
They backed it up, Daniel, to the 40-yard line.
Ball sets at the 41. Salina going backwards. Second and over 30 to go. Little pass set up. Adams found his cousin, Jimmy Burchett, on the inside seam. Jimmy picks up some yardage again. Play started at the 41. They march it up now and set it at the 30. This one's going to be third down. That was still a second down play.
The penalties on the last play, the holding call against Clay, and the one down toward the end zone was picked up and waved off.
We do have a correct answer on this second question. However, the winner wishes to be anonymous, so we're going to not even say what the answer was and keep that one in play. Third and a bunch. Adams in the gun. Three wide left. Nate has time. Steps up in the pocket. Releases downfield. Has Kerr. Kerr with it. Stays on his feet. Now he's brought down. Alex inside the 10. Going to mark him down at what I'm going to call the Joe Burns 8.
Where did that play start, Daniel?
32.
Okay.
Joe Burns 32, all the way down to the Joe Burns 8. And a timeout going to be taken by Clay County. We're going to take a timeout, a well-deserved one, I think, after this chaotic few minutes of play here. 8:29 mark,
Solana
third
Health
quarter,
Rehabilitation
0-0
Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthRehab.com.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
When it comes...
Back here live, coming out of this timeout, Clay County going to have it. Fourth and four to go from the Joe Burns 8. Big play. 8:29 mark, third quarter. Clay County threatening to score, but first they need 4 yards to get a first, or perhaps just a touchdown. Adams with it, rolls to the right. Releases for the end zone. Ball up, batted away. We were targeting Joseph Markham, and it's incomplete. What a contest we're seeing. We're going to go to... Back to Joe Burns with the football after a turnover on downs. They're going to take over at their own 8 with a 92-yard field. We have a correct answer on that second trivia challenge. My dad this time, Jerry Strong, got it. And no surprise there, he was a sophomore in 1968 playing in the Blanket Bowl. Actually, in the fourth quarter, helped put the nail in the coffin with about a 70-yard pick six interception return for touchdown. So, Thomas, that don't look too good. Your mom and my dad don't win the trivia questions, but... They are the winners, so they're going to get stickers, and Miss Betts, you'll get a certificate as well from Subway.
Sounds good.
Joe Burns taking over. First and 10. Dallin, quarterback keeper, left side, hit hard by the Dogs at the edge. Hard to see who the tackler was. Coach Edwards, you have an opinion?
Daniel, I'm as far away as you are. It's hard for, and I'm a little older, so it's harder.
I like
to see
John Hamilton, just that gait he has when he comes back, Daniel, his sixth stop of the night.
What a game the juniors having. Clock running. Under 8 minutes to play, third quarter, 0-0 the score. Joe Burns picks up nothing on first down. Actually, they're saying he lost two, so tackle for loss for Hamilton. I believe that's his fourth of that variety. What a game. Second and 12 now. Red Devils snapping from their own 6. 94 yards of turf in front of them. Dallin in the gun. Wideouts to the side. Releases to the left side. Little quick hitch. Curl pass is caught. Nate Adams on the tackle. Tackle was made in bounds. Clock will continue to run. Receiver should be short of the sticks. Setting up third and around 3. Joe Burns has done such a great job tonight of getting themselves in third and manageable.
Yeah, they have.
Just very, very good.
Yeah, same type look we've seen, Daniel. Adams playing a little tighter that time. Made contact pretty quick, but still a pretty good game.
It was. It was second and 12. Now we'll call it third and 4, something to that effect. So about an 8-yard pickup. Two wide to the right on third and short for the Red Devils. One wide out to the left. A fullback and a tailback beside Dallin, who's in the gun. Low snap. He picks it up. Releases on the interception. Joseph Markham with it. He could go here. No, it's Jimmy Burchett. He's down the right side of the sideline. Going to be dropped. Jimmy Burchett, who has had a limited time tonight due to a nagging ankle injury he's dealt with since last Friday night, with the big play. Do you guys agree that Burchett was the interceptor?
No doubt about it, Daniel. I can see the shiftiness and the gait he had on that return right there. Jimmy Burchett made some big plays in this game already. Had the big, it goes down as a pass. It was a big run to get that drive going there at the end of the first half, even though it resulted in a punt. And then the play here, this is the type of play where Clay County has to take advantage, Daniel, in this type of game. They've been down inside the red zone, and here they are again. Got to capitalize.
Ball snap from the 7. Hand off to Curry on left side. There's not been much room there. He cuts back. He's in the end zone, folks. Touchdown, Clay County. Finally, the scoring drought ends. Alec Curry dancing and prancing his way into the end zone at the 6:30 mark of the third quarter. put the dogs up 6-0, and at this point in time, that feels like a big lead.
It does, and what a run from Alec Kerr. We've seen him go horizontal on those jets right there, Daniel, and not be able to turn it up. He took his time, used his patience, made one little quick jab step, got the seam, and cut it straight back, and got in the end zone.
Levi Garrett on to attempt the PAT, Jimmy Burchett the long snap, Nate Adams to hold. Snap, set, kicks away, it's a beauty. Levi Garrett puts the dogs up 7-9, 6:30 mark, third quarter, Region 4A opener.
The groceries you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around?
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Thomas, are you going to try to do a drive update there? Or not? Back under action here. Kickoff fielded by the Red Devils. I'm not sure if I ever clarified the response that Daddy gave on that second trivia challenge answer. It was Springfield, Tennessee, which is also in Robertson County. You know, each of the cities around during that era when there were not playoffs would host a bowl game. Obviously, the Tobacco Bowl was held in Hartsville. I think Pulaski hosted the Butter Bowl. Watertown held the Lions Bowl. And Springfield
strawberry.
Held the Blanket Bowl. Portland held the Strawberry Bowl. So that was a big deal back in those days. And we've chronicled on prior broadcast over the years about those Tobacco Bowls, the first two that Salina participated in, how huge those events were.
I'll tell you how huge. Jimmy Burchett's interception and play and Alan Kerr's run to the end zone, Daniel. Clay County leads 7-0 in one where points are at a premium.
Five dogs in, sniffing out the quick screen. Wade Coons there amongst them, and he's pumped up about it.
He's finishing off that tackle right there. I believe that was Weston Burgle getting his first contact, first stop of the night, though.
6:05 mark and ticking of the third quarter, halfway through it. Clay County leading 7-0. Joe Burns with it first and 10. Going to be second and 10. No gain on that play, according to the down marker. Drive originates at the Red Devil 41. And that's still where the ball sits. Last week, you may have heard us call that Weston Burgle had a sack on a safety blitz. I talked to Coach Diggerson about it this week. He said that was just a read by Weston. He pulled his own trigger, saw things the way he needed to, and went. So a great play for that young man last week. Pressure now for Dowling in the backfield. Has to run.
Ooh,
he's thrown down. Vicious hit. Markham involved. Also,
and a flag.
Tyler Kyle getting involved, and they're saying there's two flags down. The Red Devil teammates coming to pick up their senior quarterback.
They're going
to
call that targeting, Daniel, on Markham. I'm pretty sure he did have the head down, but I think he made contact with the shoulder there.
It's a good, clean, hard hit. Of course, obviously, we are black and gold biased, you know. But
I agree. That was Levi Garrett, I think, with the pressure, Daniel.
Target
was the quarterback. And then Garrett had him in the grass. And then Markham coming up to finish it off. And we've seen penalties plague Clay County. That would have been a big stop right there on second down. But
instead, a big play for Joe Burns. The ball is marched forward into Bulldog territory. It sets at the 40. So a 40-yard short field in front of Joe Burns, who has momentum in first and 10. Clay County leads 7-9, 5:15 and ticking, third quarter. Dowling in the gun, picks it up, another low snap, hands off to Surrogate. Surrogate hit, Joseph Markham involved again this time. Other dogs as well. Almost always one of those front three are going to be at the bottom around somebody's legs, and we miss them a lot of times.
Yeah, that
that's
was Levi
Dowling
for sure.
Dowling went to the sideline. He was the recipient of that hit from Markham. That's number 5, Antoine Lucas.
A good player. We've called his name several times tonight.
He's kind of been, I think, their speed back most of the night when the big number 16's not back in that in the dot in the eye. But you can see he's back there and there, Daniel.
Second and seven. Joe Burns with it at the Clay County 37. Lucas hands off to Surrogate. Surrogate hit. Picks up about three. Advances up to the Clay County 35, where it's going to be third and five. They are indefinite four-down territory. Markham, Thomas says, credited with the stop there.
Just what a read by Joseph Markham. It's like that penalty has really kind of recentered Markham. He's bringing the pain.
Garrett coming out, getting a breather. Big John Hamilton coming back on. Garrett playing so hard, it looks like his shoulder pads have almost come in too there. Joe Burns taking their time. They do a good job of that. They control momentum that way. You know, Clay County has a couple big plays. Head coach Tom Atkins says, slow it down. Let the life get out of them a little bit. And let's reset. So here they are, third and five. Lucas in the gun. Hands off to Surrogate. He's hit hard. Hunter Tyler in the backfield. Jimmy Burch and Austin Anderson, a host of dogs. Biggest defensive stop of the night. Other than the Burchett interception.
Yeah, I totally agree. We talked about the way Hunter Kyle played last Friday night. He's been banging and battling in there in the front, but that was a huge play. His first stop of the night for a loss, Daniel.
Fourth and what we'll call long. The ball now resting back at the Clay County 38. Loss of three on the play for the Red Devils. And there's some personnel change going on for them. I can't imagine they'd punt from this spot on the field unless they wanted to try to just pin Clay County within the 10 or something.
That's what you're going to see, Daniel, if it's not some type of fake. But you got the long snapper in there, I'm pretty sure.
Yep. Lucas, the quarterback, back to punt. Going to pin him deep. Put his foot to it. Aren't you going to let it go into the end zone?
Another big defensive stand by Clay County right there. The penalty getting Joe Burns in business. Hunter Kyle coming up with another huge stop to force the punt. And Clay County's got 80 yards to go here, Daniel. But, you know, 2:43 left here in the third quarter. They're up 7-0. It's time to maybe take another page out of Joe Burns' book here. Just try to gain some yardage, maybe a little heavy dose of Joseph Markham. You see Sharp coming out here tonight or to start this drive. But let's keep it on the ground and see what we can do.
Spivey to the left, Strong to the right. Hand off to Sharp. He's off left side. Picks up five. Going to be spotted down at the 25. 2:30 and ticking. Clay County driving from right to left from our vantage point. May not mean a lot to you if you've never been to the stadium here at Joe Burns, but we're over on the Bisden sideline. Sitting high up in a pretty nice press box. This is one of my favorite places to call a game from, honestly. We're kind of up by ourselves. Yeah. But it is positioned at the 30-yard line on one end, a little skewed that way. But with the dogs right out the window in front of us, it's a nice view right now. Second and five, dogs break huddle. Going to have Strong to the right, Spivey to the left, two tight end set, one to either side. Anderson on the left, Kyle on the right. Adams in the gun, Sharp darting the eye behind him. Releases downfield too high for Strong, and a penalty comes out. Sharp was knocked on his rump in the backfield, and that's where the flag's at, so I can't imagine it's on Carson. He was not in a attacking position there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that one's for right there. They're talking it over right now.
You know, Adams there had Strong. He basically broke it off a little button hook out on the right flank, but the pressure made him get rid of it a little quick and throw that one high, Daniel. Y'all have to tell me about the flag.
After seeing Markham, he's dropping back in for Sharp right now. He's a block below the waist, a chop block there. So Clay County, big penalty now for Clay County. Coach Johnson not going to be happy with that because that's not typical of his squad. Usually we play a lot cleaner ball retreats now, and he's sitting on the Bulldog 10. So an opportunity for a huge 90-yard play here. Second and 20 after the penalty. Two wide to the right, tight end to the left. Tight end to either side, actually. Adams with it, has time, steps up, releases downfield, targeting for Spivey. Jeff with it, 40, 45, and take it out of bounds. Big throw and catch between Nate Adams and Jeff Spivey. Jeff has been harassed by DBs on a couple of plays in the last couple of weeks, they have intentionally just kind of reached out and grabbed him to slow him down and had pass interference calls, which, you know, are in our favor too. Spivey shows why here, because if they don't have that good close coverage, he'll make them pay.
He will, and that was a perfect from start to finish. Adams had time to get his feet set. That ball was on the money, Daniel. Hit Spivey in stride. That's the difference there.
Very few can make that throw, and we got a freshman. What a throw. Markham with it. One of his first carries of the night. He's running hard. Play originated at the Clay County 45. Markham across midfield. Give him right at 10 yards. They're going to slot him down at the Joe Burns 45. So a pickup of 10 for Joseph. And a lot of hollering back and forth across this field between these fan bases. They saw something that I didn't. I do know after Markham carried a lot last week, he's been limited tonight on touches. Is he not, Thomas?
Yeah, that's two carries for him tonight. He's got 11 yards.
First and 10, Clay County. The chain gang has essentially refused to move the sticks at this point. They're going to say a pickup of 9 3/4 yard, which we have to call 9 because it's second and inches. Adams in the gun, tight end to the side, wide out to the side. Spivey split left, strong right. Hand off to Sharp, cuts north and south, gets the yardage needed. Another penalty flag comes out. What a third quarter. I wish that we had had the foresight to sponsor penalty flags on the Horizon Sports Network because somebody would have had their business name call a lot during this third.
No doubt about it. You know, and we've, I don't know. In a game like this, they're huge, Daniel. With the offense at a premium, we've seen a touchdown call back. We've seen multiple holding calls. We're not advancing very much on either side, but we're retreating quite a bit because of the laundry.
Minute 2 left and ticking in the third. Clay County leading 7-0. Ball rest at the Bulldog 46, where Clay County breaks huddle, 2nd and 10. Adams in the gun, sharp at his right hip. Twin set to the left of Spivey and Strong sitting together. Hand off to Carson. North and south uses his power. Plows over a man. Credit to the Red Devil, Malachi Rivera, with the stop. But Coach Edwards, sharp made him pay.
Malachi will feel that one tomorrow for sure. Sharp lowered that shoulder and went right at his chest and put him on his backside.
Pick up of what we'll call 3, going from the 46. You're shaking your head no, Tom?
I got it figured out.
Okay. From the 46 up to the 49, Adams in the gun, trips receivers to the right. He rolls that way, releases, throws one of his few bad balls tonight. I'm not sure who that was intended for. It kind of fell short and hit the turf, setting up 4th and 7. So penalties biting the dogs in the rump on this one. 10.8 seconds left in the third, and Coach Johnson sends out the punt team. Clay Kenny does lead 7-0. This thing stayed scoreless throughout the entirety of the first half, and only did Clay County finally dent the scoreboard when they were handed the short field off the Jimmy Burchard interception midway through the third. Adams puts his foot to it. Best punt of his young career. High boomer, going to take a nice bulldog bounce, rolls all the way down inside the 15. Markham. Okay, that makes sense. Adams punted last week, and while he did better than I could, it was certainly not up to a typical Joseph Markham punt. Markham booting that thing for a net of around 45 yards. Highly impressive. That's the end of the third quarter on that punt. Time run out. Folks, we've got one exciting quarter of action left here in regulation anyway at Joe Burns High School. At the end of 3, it's Clay County 7, Joe Burns 9.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Before regulation, action begins on this fourth quarter. The Whitehead bringing both teams together. Things got a little cheapy there towards the end of the third, which is obviously clear, seeing as how there were multiple penalty flags on multiple plays. That's just sloppy play out of two teams who are not loving each other very much right now.
Yeah, I think, you know, just a little bit of frustration maybe on the Bulldogs, a little rascalism from both teams.
I like it. Fourth quarter, Joe Burns taking over. From their own 15, passed on out of bounds, incomplete. So Joe Burns takes over here, got a long 85-yard field in front of him.
That's Dallin back in the game for Joe Burns, starting quarterback.
That makes a big difference. I mean, he is their polished senior quarterback. Lucas, who he filled in, no doubt a good athlete, but definitely not a quarterback by trade.
Now, I think that's one thing Clay County's done well here tonight. We've seen Dallin make some plays, but they've handled him pretty well and contained him, especially in the run game.
Yeah, I agree. I watched a little film on them. They look good, you know. And that's why I wasn't surprised to get this kind of effort out of them tonight. We've talked a lot tonight about 28-year head coach Tom Atkins, longest tenure guy in single A. Runs a good program, has two silver balls and a trophy case over in the school. And what I hit, Wade Coombs, bringing the power. You probably could hear that over there. I hope you could. Third and 10, possibly a loss of a yard. We'll see if they move that down marker. Wade Coombs throughout this game, Thomas, has just played like this is the last time he's going to play in a Region 4A opener, and it is.
Yeah, and just an unbelievable hit from a straight-up run play, Daniel. I mean, it was a, kind of a little jet sweep action. Coombs just knifing through that gap and just exploded on the ball carrier right there, Coach.
That was Malachi Rivera again taking the brunt of the Bulldog hit.
Third to 11 after Coombs gets the tackle for a loss. Dallin in the gun, definite passing situation here. He's back to pass, has time, shifts to the left. No receivers downfield open, so he's going to run. Goes out of bounds, short of the sticks. Good job by the Clay County pass coverage, forcing Dallin to have to break pocket. He simply had nowhere to go with the football.
Yeah, he didn't. Great coverage down the field, but as you can see, you know, still contained him to bring up this fourth down, Daniel. Picked up some yardage there, but we've done a really good job of containing him and not letting him get that big play because he has that ability.
Time getting short here for Joe Burns. Clay County leads 7-9. It's fourth and five. However, Joe Burns sitting at their own 19 with 81 yards of field in front of them. Not the best place to go for a fake or anything like that. However, with the slow pace of this game and the low-powered explosiveness of each offense tonight, Joe Burns may not have a lot of opportunities left to get this ball back. But Dallin in the gun, going to punt it away here. It's up high. Jimmy Burchett back to receive the punt. It hits the turf. Jimmy going to have to get away from it. And it'll be down by big number 84, the tight end, Skyler Stewart, senior tight end for Joe Burns, hustling downfield. Clay County going to take over at their own 33-yard line with an opportunity to go up two scores. And as I was just talking about, with the pace that this game has been played under, a score right here would essentially end it.
Yeah, I agree, Daniel, and it's time. This Bulldog defense has stepped up with the interception, with the tackles for loss, with the big plays. It's time for this Clay County offense to put it together and make a strike here.
Adams in the gun. Hands off to Sharp. Sharp around right side. Going to pick up a couple. Play started at the Clay County 33. 10:40 mark of this fourth and final quarter. Dogs do lead 7-9. Alec Kerr running in about a 10-yard score on that one. They spot it now at the 35. Pick up a 2 for Carson, setting up a 2nd and 8. Tight ends being used by offensive coordinator Chris Harris right now. Adams in the gun. Hands off to Carson. Carson again around the left side. He's hit hard, brought down. Not a ton of yardage, but going to pick up around 3 to 4 more. Advancing up to the 39. Where it's going to be 3rd and 4. Under 10 minutes to go.
Big down right here, Daniel. I think you bring in your big back right here. You pick up these 4 yards you need just straight ahead. Clay County getting a push right now. Sharp on, you know, back-to-back positive runs to bring up 3rd and medium. And what a big play this is. And Markham is in the backfield.
Grant Strong split by himself to the right. A tight end and up back to the left. Markham, play fake to him, thrown to Strong. Strong going to go up and over, can't catch it. Penalty flag down on the far side of the field. This could be a sideline warning against Joe Burns. It would be non-typical of them to get something like that, though. Coach Atkins usually runs a pretty low emotion sideline over there. Don't allow his guys to get too chatty. Now, he himself may have been upset about something. Another conference between officials, 9:23 mark, fourth quarter, as they try to straighten it out. Dogs do lead 7-9. You get over here in the western part, I'll call it western. We traveled to...
They're picking it up, of course, now.
Good, yeah. You travel over here, and we run into some officials that we're not used to seeing. And the game's called a little different depending on what part of the state you're in. Joe Burns, not in our region until 2015, just recently has become a region opponent. So after the incomplete pass and the no call on the penalty, it's 4th and 5, Markham on the punt again. Joseph with it, puts the foot to it, high, boomer. Going to hit it to Joe Burns, 35, take a Bulldog bounce inside the 30, and it'll be down at the 27. Good hustle by Kerr getting downfield to stop it there. I've not paid attention to it. Done a poor job tonight, Thomas, of telling our listeners the personnel that's on the field for Clay County. There has been a lot of different guys play. Just, for example, right now, Alec Kerr over on the sideline, and that's seldom something you see. I think maybe there's been some kind of gimpy injury we didn't know about. He has run the touchdown tonight, and another about 60-yarder that was called back, but he's not on the defense right now, nor is Hunter Kyle.
Yeah, and we saw even on that last punt return, you know, the dangerous Alec Kerr wasn't back to receive it. Not saying Jimmy Burchard isn't just as dangerous,
sure,
but we don't see Kerr playing that role since that touchdown, really, Daniel.
Joe Burns with it. Big opportunity for them. 1st and 10. They take over from their own 27. 9:12 left, and Coach Adkins wants a timeout. We'll take timeout. Clay County 7, Joe Burns none. 9 minutes left.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Solana Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Solana Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Solana Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. 9-12 left in the contest. First and 10, Joe Burns. This could be it for Joe Burns. Could be the drive that they have to score, or perhaps they won't have another opportunity here. Clay County leads 7-9. Hard-fought game. Dallin in the backfield. Brings motion right to left from a receiver. Looks downfield. Good coverage. Has to run. Not much doing. Good hit. Joseph Markham on the quarterback sack. Good job by Joseph. He was called back in the third quarter for a targeting penalty. And he very well could have done it. I don't know. It's a good hard hit. I know that. Just like he had on that sack.
A good push right there, Daniel. We saw two back linebackers. And then I guess we almost had five up, maybe six. They overloaded this far side, brought the heat, Coach Dickerson did right there, and got through, got the pressure, made Dallin step up, and then you saw Markham late coming in for the sack.
Second and 13 after the sack. Joe Burns with it from their own 24. 76 yards of field in front of them. Three wide outs right, one left. Toss out the surrogate. He thought it was for another guy. Didn't even try to catch it. Could have easily reached up and snagged it out of there, Coach. Don't you think?
He was well within his reach to get that, but he just let it fly over his head.
Miscommunication. Fortunate if you're a black and gold fan.
I think he felt the air off of Weston Burble barreling down on him. He had him lined up in his sights there. Also, Wade Coons had it covered. Even if he'd have caught it, I think it was going to be for a loss.
Could have been. May have been a smart...
Could have been.
Yeah.
Don't know that he had that going through his head, though.
Third and 13 after the incomplete pass. Joe Burns with it. 8:19 and the clock is stopped. Down in the gun. No back set. Three wide right, two left. Throws out into the flat. Dropped by surrogate. Going to be fourth and 13. Joe Burns, after being so good offensively during the first half of play, they throw on first down, run on second and third, usually convert to... We have kept them out of the end zone and created some good halftime adjustments. Honestly, I'm not smart enough to tell you what they have been, but I know they took place. Thomas,
well,
you might be able to share something.
I just think we've dialed up the intensity, dialed up the pressure, especially when Dallin drops back to throw. You saw Levi Garrett within an arm's length of a sack right there as Dallin released the ball. Just great pressure from here. You've seen Clay County step up their intensity, led by the senior, Wade Coons, who came out and set the tone on this drive prior to it with that big third down stop, Daniel, who everybody heard in the stadium with that leg.
Dallin back to punt. Does put the foot to it. I thought he might have faked there. Jimmy Burchett received, catches at the 40. Fire catch variety. Clay County, nice field position. Take over at their own 40. 8:06 mark, fourth quarter. Dogs do lead 7-9. They made this 2-hour westward trip to open up Region 4A play. The road to the playoff seeding started here tonight. I started to say the road to the playoffs, but honestly, that was stamped for us as soon as Pickett County decided not to play football this year, made Region 4A a four-team region, so all four teams will advance. Red Bowling Springs is going to get a rare playoff appearance this year. Nate Adams in the gun, first and 10, ball at the Clay County 40. False start against Clay County, the fourth time that's happened tonight. I would not want to be in the Bulldog dressing room on Monday for film session.
No, you're right, Daniel. Lots of mistakes that have hurt us, especially in a game like this. We've talked about the pace. We've talked about the minimal yardage, you know, and when you're going backwards, it just compounds the situation.
First and 15 after the 5-yard penalty. Adams hands off to Markham. Here another penalty flag comes out. Markham running hard, runs over three different devils, picks up yardage as he goes, but I fear it's coming back.
Let's go back to what's transpired here in the fourth quarter, Daniel. You know, big stop by Coons on Joe Burns to force a punt. They've got 2 3-and-outs. Clay County with their own 3-and-out here. They need to close this one out with a good sustained drive. And two penalties, moving them backwards is not a good start. I do like the fact Joseph Markham's in the backfield because he's Clay County's closer, and he's the one that needs to bring this one home. But now you're in first and 20. That's a little tough to do to start running clock in that situation.
70 yards now in front of the Dogs. Ball sitting at the Clay County 30. First and 20, as Thomas just said, 7:45 and ticking. And that running clock is on Clay County side right now. Hopefully it will continue to do so. Adams in the gun, brings current motion left to right. Ball's on the ground. Alec has to go down for it. So, third... We're going to lose yardage on that one. I wouldn't credit it to Kerr. Just kind of an overall team loss there. He's just covering up. I'm not sure what happened. If Adams didn't cleanly handle the snap, if perhaps it was low from
low.
Junior center Stone Lynn. Stone, not somebody we've talked a lot about this year. He missed the first two games from injury. He's doing very well, though, filling in for senior last year's senior center, Seth Eads, who has graduated. Second and 22 now. Burchett with it. Jet sweep right side. He could go 50, 40, cuts back. 35, and a tackle made by a player without his helmet on. Great hustle, but you can't do that. That's a penalty. Illegal participation. Penalty flag does come out. There's another penalty flag back here. That could be the site where number four, Brian Salas, originally lost his helmet. Thomas, we lost 2 yards on the box play. So prior to that, where was it snapped from? The 30?
It would have, that play would have originated from the 28.
Right. Currently, the ball is going to be spotted at the Joe Burns 31, but there are penalty flags down. We know what one of them's for. Illegal participation out of the very zealous Brian Salas, who sprinted 20 yards downfield without his helmet on to tackle Jimmy Burchett. The Clay County faithful who made the trip, not very happy with the way things are going now. They start to applaud.
So, count the run, right, Daniel? They pick up the flag, or what's going on?
Yeah, give him the yardage to the 31, whatever that'd be, 28 to the 31. So that's 22 plus 19. So that's 41 yards, right? Big run by Burchett.
It was.
Big run by Jimmy. All right, with the penalty. Ball now down on the 15. Adams in the gun. Two wide outs to the side. Carrying motion right to the left. Makes it a trip set to the left. Hand off to Sharp. He's off the left side behind Meek Senior. Tackle away. Coach Carson going to get in the end zone. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Touchdown, Carson Sharp. And the Dogs are up 13-9. 6:35 left in the fourth. It's took every second of the game to get to this point, Coach, but we've got a two-possession lead. Finally, a cyber relief.
I'm feeling a lot better about it now, Daniel, after that little run there by Carson.
15-yard touchdown run by Sharp there. Jimmy Burchett going to take care of the long snapping duties for the PAT. Nate Adams to hold. Levi Garrett to kick. He's one of one on the night. Snap. Set. Kicks up and away, a beauty by Levi Garrett. It's good. Clay County 14, Joe Burns 9, 6:35 left.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
We're back here in Cedar Hill, Tennessee, where Clay County leads 14-0. And here's your Eco Panels of Tennessee Dog Drive summary. Clay County just completed a three-play, 60-yard drive after going backwards initially for 10 yards. And it all came with Jimmy Burchett taking it 41 yards deep into Red Devil territory. And then Carson Sharp, the senior, in his return back from injury with a 15-yard touchdown to give Clay County this two-score lead. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at ecopanelsoftn.com. Equal Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Tackle on the kickoff, recorded by Grant Strong. Joe Burns taking over. First and 10. Pretty good field position. It sets at their own 43. Garrett kind of, may have been intentional to not to kick deep there, but a short kick. Dallin in the gun. 6:29 left in the contest. Dogs lead 14-9. Dallin going to run up the gut, and he's brought down. Tackle made by Austin Anderson. We called his name a lot last week. Played the best game of his young career, and unfortunately, he's holding his lower leg here. Not in a hurry to get up. Hopefully, just a cramp. Timeout taken on the field. It looks like they're stretching him for a cramp. We'll go ahead and play one ad here during injury timeout. Come back and give an update.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here live, Anderson, fortunately, just cramping. He's off the field at this point. Joe Burns with it, 2nd and 7. After picking up 3 on first down, ball setting close to midfield at the Joe Burns 46. Dogs up 14-9, 2-possession lead. Feels like a lot tonight in what was a 0-0 ball game until midway through the third quarter. Dallin, the pass goes deep down the sideline, wide open receiver got behind Grant Strong. We're going to have a touchdown here. Strong bid on a double move, I believe it was. And just like that, Antoine Lucas, the junior wideout, hooks up with senior quarterback Ryan Dallin. And the red and white faithful assembled in the home stands across the field come to their feet for really the first time tonight. They've not had a tremendous amount to cheer about. Neither team has, honestly, other than some big defensive plays.
Yeah.
14-6. We'll have to see what Joe Burns does in choice of their point after. It looks like they're going to kick, and surprise, surprise, Dallin, who is the quarterback and the punter, also going to do the PAT kicking.
You're right, Daniel. Receiver wide open, and what a ball from Dallin. I mean, on target, in stride. We talked about his prowess. Is this a fake?
And nothing doing. Jimmy Burchett sniffing it out. Big tackle. You can probably, you can't call that in for a loss, I don't guess. But either way, Jimmy put a stop to it. 14-6 the score. I missed the start. Coach Edwards, was it a poor snap or a design? You know, sometimes if you don't think the holder, if the holder thinks he can't get it on the tee, he'll call his own number. Was it something like that? Or you think a called fake?
I don't think it was a call fake. I think it was a low snap, maybe hit the ground right before it got to the holder, and he saw some white shirts coming at him pretty quick and jumped up and tried to make a play.
Coach Edwards, I believe you guys, the Basketball Booster Club, have a fundraiser coming up. Is that right? Golf tournament?
We do. Next Saturday, we're holding the golf scramble, annual golf scramble for about the 17th year in a row, I think.
Cool.
Four-man scramble or four-person scramble. Summershade,
Kentucky.
Summershade, Kentucky. Nice little 9-hole golf course. They let us have it for the day.
Cool.
So we have it to ourselves and feed everybody breakfast and lunch. Got some door prizes. And
is there still availability if you wish to participate?
We'll be happy to take your money if you have four people wanting to play. That's for sure. So
who would somebody need to see?
They can call me at the high school or at the central office. Or,
Dallin attempted an onside kick. It did not travel 10 yards. It's a dead ball. So Clay County going to take over in excellent field position. Coach, you got interrupted there.
If you're interested, we'd love to have you and call the Clay County High School at 243-2340. And if I'm not there at the time, you can just tell Miss Beverly and she can write you down.
Sounds great. So that's coming up, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow?
Week from tomorrow.
All right.
Summershade, Kentucky, 9 a.m.
Clay County taking over here. This one not over yet. 5:51 mark, fourth quarter. Clay County leads 14-6. 3 wide to the right for the Dogs. Adams in the gun. Hands off to Sharp. He's gobbled up in the backfield. Tackle for loss made by big number 16, Bailey Sargent, who's ran it so well early for Joe Burns. They kind of got away from him in the latter stages of this game, trying to throw the ball more. I think Joe Burns maybe got away from the run too quickly in the third quarter. It was still 0-0, then 7-0. I think they felt the pressure and started going to the air a little more. But, hey, they scored the big touchdown through the air. So, can't argue with that.
And this is still a ball game. Clay County needs to run some time right here, just like we've been calling for this entire quarter, Daniel. And they haven't done it yet.
Second and 12 after Sharp loses two. Ball being snapped from the Joe Burns 45. Carson around right side. Gets north and south, picks up around five, and then he's driven out of bounds, and we've got a late hit here. Salas on the sideline, driving Sharp all the way through the chain link fence, and we could have a fight breakout. I certainly hope not. All kinds of frivolous activity going on. The Dogs more fired up than ever. Carson Sharp literally driven through the chain link fence over with the fans, and honestly, it's because the clipping on the fence wouldn't properly done it. Wasn't a whole lot holding it, but a late hit nonetheless.
It was a hit out of bounds. It just happened to be about halfway between the out of bounds line and the fence, and
drove him all the way.
Probably, be honest, he's probably better off that the fence wasn't clamped down at the bottom to where he slid through there.
So. It'll add to the lore of the tale over the years how he's driven through a fence. But you're right. It's a good thing that it gave way. Okay. I don't see a penalty flag, so I'm not sure that there is.
I did see one. There was one out right there.
Okay. You're going to wave that off, too.
They're calling it against you, but they already picked the flag up. Daniel,
oh, okay.
This side judge over here.
Yeah.
Sharp made it down to about the 32-yard line, I think. 32
is correct.
We want to give him
where did it start from?
Let's see. We start at the 46, I think.
Ours or theirs?
Theirs.
Ours, okay.
I mean theirs, I'm sorry.
We gained a 14 for Sharp then.
Plus the penalty, I guess.
So now we're first and 10 all the way down at the Joe Burns 18. I'm glad things got under control there. Almost a bad moment.
It could have gotten out of hand.
Here we go. Adams in the gun. Three wide to the left. 4:55 left in this exciting contest. Clay County leads 14-6. One possession contest at the moment. Strong split to the right. Adams waiting for the back judge to start counting. However, the clock's not running, so a moot point right now. Hand off to Sharp. He's around the left side. Sharp trying to close it off here for the Dogs. He gets north and south. Picks up a few. And this one, if you just watch this contest away from the football, just a lot of rooster fighting going on between the DBs and receivers. Safety's flying up. This is a slobber knocker. Wade Coons, he's absolutely decapitated some people tonight. There was a helmet taken off of a Joe Burns player at one point. Just a great installment in this young series. Only the seventh meeting. And Joe Burns with the overall edge. 2-4 is the Dogs' record against Joe Burns. Those wins coming in the last two seasons, 2019 and 2020. Pick up a four sharp, setting up second and six as the Dogs break huddle. Joe Burns going to call a timeout. We'll do so with 4:14 left in the fourth. Clay County leads 14-6.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living in the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here from Cedar Hill, Tennessee. 14-6, Clay County leads, and they're threatening the score. Ball being snapped from the 15. It's high over Adams' head. Nate picks it up, rolls to the right under pressure from surrogate. He's going to be brought down. And they're going to call it a horse collar. No.
No, of course
I don't
not.
Think they should, honestly. It gets real tricky there, you know, around the back of the jersey. Big sack. Play started at the 15. Next play is going to start from the 35. Loss of 20. High snap out of junior center Stone Lynn. He's done a great job tonight. Really only two snaps, one a little low and that one a little high. Such a difficult position. I don't think people understand just how much pressure and how hard it is to play center. Everything starts with that position on every play. Stone doing a nice job tonight. Third and a bunch. Starting from the 35. Adams in the gun. Spivey to the left, Strong to the right, along with Kerr and Burchett. Adams to pass. Wants to find Kerr. Now under pressure. Releases short for Strong. Strong with it to the 30. Has blockers. 25. 20. Grant Strong. 15. Brought down around the 12. A nice job there by freshman quarterback Nate Adams, who was under pressure. He wanted to hit Kerr for the big play on the seam. Rolled to his right. Didn't get excited. Kept his eyes downfield. And then a nice job by senior wideout Grant Strong, who's done it a million times in basketball, just getting open. He came to an open spot in the zone. Adams found him. So a nice hookup. However, you would think after a big 20-plus yard play, it'd be first down. It is not. It's fourth and five. Ball being snapped from the Joe Burns 13. Due to that big 20-yard loss on the sack, that's why a 20-yard gain didn't give us a first down. Clock runs, 2:28 left, Clay County letting it run down to the play clock expires, then take the timeout. 14-6, Clay County leads, 2:26 left, dogs threatening.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Fourth and five. Coming back here out of this timeout. 2:26 on the clock. 14-6. Adams with it. Looks to pass. Goes to the corner of the end zone. Targeting Grant Strong. Touchdown. What a catch. What a throw. Play originated somewhere around the 15, and just an absolutely perfect pass from freshman Nate Adams. Great job by Grant Strong, right over the top of his head, two-hand catch, bobbled it, got his feet in, secured the ball, and six more points. You've almost got to see that one to understand it, don't you?
I mean, it's as pretty of a play in high school as you'll see.
Yeah, Strong just getting on the toes of the defender and then breaking it off to the back pylon. And just like you say, a perfect ball from the freshman. Couldn't throw it any better.
Garrett's PAT attempt blocked by Surrogate, who busted through the line. 2:16 left in this fourth quarter. Clay County back up in front by two possessions, 20-6, 14-point advantage.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to Cedar Hill, Tennessee, where Clay County now leads 20-6 with 2 minutes and 16 seconds left to go in this ball game. Here's your Eco Panels of Tennessee Dog Drive summary. Clay County just drove 43 yards on 6 plays to basically slam the door on the Red Devils. The big play coming from Carson Sharp to start at a 14-yard run, and then this freshman Nate Adams finding strong for 22 to set up a perfect score in the back of the end zone from 13 yards out. To Grant Strong from Nate Adams. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Eli Smith recording the tackle. On the first down play, Joe Burns picks up right at 10, and they're going to move the sticks. Red Devils with it, under 2 minutes to play now in this fourth and final quarter. First and 10. 20-6 the score, 3 wide right, 2 wide left. Dallin with it, releases downfield. Caught again, what a hit. Big hit, Jimmy Virgin. And wide out number 4, Brian Savas going to have to tighten up that chin strap because that's twice his helmet's come off in this contest. Jimmy Virgit this time knocking it off. That's just some good hard-nosed football right there.
Yeah, that's just reaction, Daniel. Keeping everything underneath. We talked about it earlier. That wasn't a good thing. Well, right now it is. And breaking on the ball and just absolutely waylaying the ball, the receiver there.
Second and 3. After that catch, Dallin rolls to the right, a little too high on the out pass for Surrogate. And once again, Weston Birdville there kind of hounding him makes you wonder. You know, Birdville, we've only called his name once on a tackle tonight, but that doesn't mean he hadn't played well.
No, he doesn't. He's had good coverage and well undersized against that big back right there, Daniel. But he was going to put it on the line right there, saw the ball went through his hands and pulled back.
Third and short for Joe Burns. Still 3rd and 3 after the incomplete pass. The ball does rest across midfield at the Clay County 48. Time not on the side of Joe Burns, though. Minute 15 left in the contest. Clay County does lead 20-6. Dallin with it. Rolls to the right under pressure from Garrett. Dumps it off. And Surrogate, once again, refusing to catch those 5-yard outs. Hit him right in the hands. 4th and 3 now. Joe Burns going to go for it, of course. But too little too late, even if they convert here. You know, it's within the realm of possibility if they scored on this play, kicked on sides and got it back and all that stuff. But Clay County likely going to be moving on to 5-0 after the next minute 10 of game time. Actually, 4-0. This is 4th game of the season. I apologize for that. Homecoming next week, Friday night at John Peoples Field against Westmoreland, who was in a big toss-up with Trousdale earlier. 8-7, I think Coach gave on the budget pest control scoreboard update at halftime. Look forward to hearing the final rendition of that tonight, hearing some of those final scores. 1 minute left. Joe Burns does pick up the first down on 4th and short. And they're executing the 2-minute drill here. They get the first down, come up and spike the football. So that'll go down as an incomplete pass, setting up 2nd and 10. 58.6 seconds on the clock as they do it. So, guys, we made the trip over, and, you know, I kind of made the comment on the way that hope we get a pretty good contest, and it's always fun to call a tight game, and we've got one. Not surprised by it. Joe Burns, a 3-1 team, made the comment during the pregame show that they were only 2 points away from being 4-0. They'd only lost by 2 points to somebody, to McEwen, as y'all told me. Dallin going to be taken down as he scrambles to the right. Credit Weston Birdville with the stop. Joseph Markham also there helping out. Timeout going to be taken by Joe Burns. Go ahead and just stay on for this one. We'll be playing some ads soon as this one goes final, and coming back and doing the CarQuest post-game show, where we will announce the TDS top performer, and Thomas will give you all the final stats from the night. Coach Edwards will share Joe Burns' stats, penalty yards. So stay with us after it goes final for that. We appreciate you tuning in and listening to that. As we were saying, Joe Burns has given Clay County all they wanted here tonight. Also, another group that's made this two-hour trip over here to Joe Burns High School tonight, the Clay County High School cheerleaders and their sponsor, Stephen Atlanta Chipwood. No freshmen on the squad this year, but there are seven sophomores: Bethany Becker, Brooklyn Becker, Allison Collins, Kelly Devanna, Chloe Graves, Laney Haynes, and Jalen Strong. And they're joined by three seniors: Anna Ray Collins, Zoe Sieber, and Tamara Smith. Those young ladies do such a good job. I believe they were named, what award is it, Coach, that they give out down at the state tournament each year to a cheerleading squad? Don't always go to, by default, to the state champion cheerleaders, I don't think.
We just call it the Spirit Award.
And our girls got that, did they not?
They did.
So we've not got to announce that on there, and want to do that. Back to action. Here comes another timeout. Dallin going deep downfield. He was absolutely lit up by Anderson. Austin Anderson has solidified himself as a good defensive lineman. Plays some linebacker, too. He can play anywhere on the front seven, basically.
And he showed up in the last two contests. And, you know, you go back to this one, you're right, Daniel. It played out exactly kind of how we thought it would. We thought it would be a slow, grinding game here tonight. And, you know, this is good for this Clay County football team to have to battle, to fight, not just outgun and outshoot somebody, but get in there in the trenches and get physical with them, and they prove they can play either way here tonight with what they've done at Joe Burns.
I agree. It's good that they faced adversity tonight. They'll grow from this game probably a bit more than they did last week, honestly. All right, so we're on fourth down there. I don't guess it was fourth.
Yeah,
on fourth down. A little short pass. Honestly, I don't even know if it's complete or incomplete. I do know it's a turnover on downs. Coach, what did you see?
It was an incomplete pass.
Okay. Clay County taking over. And we've got victory formation. Nate Adams going to go up under center, I suppose, for this one. Take a knee. And this one's going to go final. Adams now under center. Here it is. Joe Burns doesn't contest it. Hard-fought contest. Region 4A opener. This one was a big one. We've talked for months about wanting revenge against the Gordonsville Tigers. Well, guess what? If you didn't win this one tonight, it's going to be bittersweet revenge if it came against Gordonsville, because it would not have been for the Region 4A title. Dogs still have that goal in front of them. They moved to 4-0 on the season overall, 1-0 in Region 4A play. The next Clay County action will be a week from tonight at John Peoples Field. It'll be homecoming. Come on out if you can. If not, tune us in on the Horizon Sports Network. Buzzer does sound here as this one goes final. As I said, we're going to play a few ads, come back, and do a great CarQuest postgame show right here.
Coming up, the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the CarQuest post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here on the CarQuest post-game show, I want to thank Chris and Derek Hicks for sponsoring it. We are here at Joe Burns High School. What a contest we saw in this Region 4A opener. State scoreless for 3.5 quarters before Clay County finally pulled out, ended up with that 20-6. Was that the final?
That was, man.
20-6 win. Clay County moves to 4-0 on this young season. Joe Burns moves to 3-2. They've had two hard-fought losses. Clay County, most importantly, 1-0 in Region 4A play. Great night by a lot of different guys. Thomas, let's hash through it, how this thing gets started.
Well, scoreless first half. We talked about that. Lots of three and outs, lots of great defensive plays. Clay County did put together a sustained drive, a 10-play drive, and got down to about the 25-yard line and couldn't convert. That was about the offensive highlight of that first half. Nate Adams with a big deflection and turned Joe Burns over on downs right before the end of the first half. But that's really about it, except for the defense. Wade Coon setting the tone with about 5 first-half tackles. Same thing for John Hamilton. Same thing for Eli Smith. So set the tone defensively to keep it a scoreless game at the half.
Yeah, those guys played huge. And that's the beautiful part about this team. Last week we called Hunter, Kyle, and Austin Anderson's names a lot. Tonight, Wade Coon, John Hamilton, Eli Smith. Different guys, different nights step up. John, 4 tackles for loss in the first half.
Right. It was just an unbelievable effort from the Clay County defense. And then in the second half, Clay County come out, had the ball to start it, and put together a pretty good drive. Got down, into scoring territory, I think, pretty close. Turned it over on downs on an incomplete pass. You saw Adam start to heat up, found Burchett for a pretty good gain, and then also found Kerr during that span to kind of heat up. Ended up turning over on downs, and then Jimmy Burchett with a huge, huge defensive play. Picked off a dialing pass and took it back within scoring position. Kerr did the rest. He ran it down to the 10-yard line. Alec Kerr capped it with a 10-yard touchdown. And Clay County went up 7-0, and that was almost, like you said during the broadcast, like a 3-score lead.
Yeah, it felt huge at that point, around the 6-minute mark of the third quarter when that transpired, I think, and something to that effect. And it wasn't done. Clay County goes on and gets up 14-0. You'll talk about that. Joe Burns wasn't done. They fight back, too.
They did. And, Kyle, big. It also inspired the defense after that score. Kyle with a big third down stop to force a punt. And then following that, Wade Coons with a big TFL on third down to force another punt. Lots of three and outs for Joe Burns during that start of the fourth and during that third quarter after that first score. And then Clay County struck again to go up 2 scores, Daniel. And it was set up by Jimmy Burchett. Just an explosive run for 41 yards. We saw the penalty tacked on. Carson Sharp, the senior, in his return, had another good night rushing the ball, and he capped it off from 15 yards out to make it 14-0. And actually, at that point, I won't lie. I thought it was over, but Joe Burns didn't.
Head coach Tom Atkins dialing up a big pass play, kind of did it over on their home sideline. You see that happen a lot. When you get a big play, you like to do it right in front of your bench. Grant Strong, I'm not sure what happened to him, but wide receiver got deep behind him, and a great throw by quarterback Dallin, and Joe Burns on the board, one possession game.
And what, 54-yard touchdown is what I had it for. Coach may have something different, 14-6, and still over almost 6 minutes to go in the ball game, Daniel. So there we are, back to a one-score game, but Clay County answered the bell. We saw Sharp go to the ground, start running the ball, and then had a bad snap, backed us all the way up, I think near midfield, about the 35-yard line, 40-yard line, something like that, lost 20 yards on it. And then Nate Adams found Strong for 22 to get the drive started, and then what a perfect ball to slam the door on the Red Devils right to the pylon, Strong with those big, strong, soft hands, hauling it in for 13 yards out for your final, 20-6.
Just a great one. Clay County blessed to come out of Joe Burns with a win. Head coach Tom Atkins and his Red Devils fought hard, but Clay County the victors in the end. Coach, before break, do you want to give any Red Devil stats, penalty stuff, or do you want to do that afterwards?
Hey, I'm ready to go here. Let's Red Devils on the night, 37 plays for 189 yards. 26 rushes for 69 of those, 11 passes for 20. We're getting a little noise here, but 11 of 23 for quarterback Dallin through the yard for 120 yards through the air. So penalty yards, Joe Burns 3 for 40, and Clay County 12 penalties for 105 yards.
And that's the big takeaway from this one. You know, that's the big coaching point for this coaching staff, to clean up that, because I know that they are not pleased at all with 12 penalties for 125 yards. Just a dismal night in that regard.
Yeah, most of those were false starts and holds.
Yeah,
you know, for the most part. So something they can definitely work on and fix for Westmoreland comes to town next
no
week.
No doubt. Thomas, Clay County stats after or before the promo?
Let's do it after.
Okay, we're going to play one quick promo. The last one, come back and wrap this thing up. Clay County stats and a budget pest control scoreboard update. Also, TDS top performer.
You're listening to the CarQuest post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top performer and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the CarQuest post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, CarQuest post-game show, final time tonight coming back. Time for Clay County stats.
After an anemic first half with only 58 yards of total offense, Daniel, Clay County rebounded. They ended up with 297 total yards on 39 plays and 3 touchdowns. Finished with 23 rushes for 150 total yards and 2 scores. Overall, they went 8 for 16 through the air for 147 yards and 1 touchdown. Passing tonight, we had Jimmy Burchett throwing one ball for 20 yards. And then Nate Adams, a freshman, finishing 7 for 15 for 127 yards and a touchdown. Receiving-wise, Strong in his second game, 3 catches for 55 yards and a touchdown pass. Jeff Spivey had 2 catches for 46 yards. Jimmy Burchett had 2 for 22 yards, and Alec Kerr 1 for 24 yards. On the rushing side, Alec Kerr
had 4 carries for 13 yards. One was a 10-yard touchdown. Joseph Markham, 2 carries for a total of 10 yards. Jimmy Burchett, that one big carry for 41 yards. Nate Adams, 2 carries for 5 yards. And your leader tonight in his return, Carson Sharp, 14 carries for 81 yards and had a 15-yard touchdown. So not a bad night, or not a bad second half offensively for Clay County.
Not at all. And I'll just bring attention real quick, as you went through there, 4 different receivers, 2 different passers, 5 different rushers. You know, when you're scheming for this Clay County offense, you can't focus in on one aspect. So that's a big strength.
And then we see those second half offensive numbers. Most of these defensive numbers came in the first half, if you'll think about it. Big numbers there to start. Levi Garrett had a good night. You know, he's one of those unsung heroes we talk about up front, Daniel, but he did have 4 tackles, and we gave him a half a sack here tonight. Joseph Markham, another big night, 5 tackles and a sack. Alec Kerr, 2 stops tonight. Nate Adams had 4. John Hamilton, just a huge night. 6 tackles, 4 of those for loss. Sharp had 1. Eli Smith, really settling in there. He had 6 tackles tonight and a half a sack. Strong had 2 stops. Weston Birdwell had 2. Hunter Kyle, 1. 1 for loss. Anderson came in and had 1 stop. And Jimmy Burchett, this is a great all-around game again. Had 5 stops tonight and that huge, crucial interception.
All right, good numbers there on both sides of the ball. We'll go ahead and transition into the announcement of the TDS top performer from tonight's game. It's always tough, you know, and a tough one tonight. we really debate a whole lot on this and the pros and cons, you know, different guys. Talked about a lot about Wade Coombs. He played great tonight. John Hamilton's name came up with his great defensive effort. Nate Adams' name comes up with his passing stuff. We settled in on Jimmy Burchett tonight because of the huge impact his plays had on the outcome of the game, the interception.
We talked about it in the middle of the game, Daniel. The way it was playing out, we were going to have an X factor.
Yeah.
And, you know, a big special teams play, a big defensive play, something. And Jimmy Burchett did that in multiple ways tonight. He was the X factor in that game, and I'll let you outline it there.
Yeah, you know, set up the first score with interception. Momentum, you know, it was a slugfest back and forth. Nobody getting through with anything. Jimmy picks it off. He throws, not a touchdown, but he throws a 20-yard pass to Grant Strong, set up on a reverse, talented to be able to do that. He's doing all of this while battling through a really bad sore ankle. He is not 100%. Actually saw limited action at times. Catches the ball, runs the 41-yarder, set up a touchdown with that one, right?
He did. So he set up both the first and the second score, getting it into scoring position, and the play right after his play put it in the end zone. So he didn't get the payoff, but he did. He put in the work tonight.
Right. It was the impact of that. We saw him on the last Joe Burns drive come up from his safety position and knock a kid's helmet off. He's such a physical player. You know, he probably weighs 140 pounds. You know, he's not a real big guy. Coach Edwards, your thoughts on Jimmy's performance tonight?
Well, I think you made the right decision going with him. You know, like I said, X factor. You know, he had some big plays in the game. It kind of stood out to me. Obviously the interception, but you know, also the pass to Grant there early in the third quarter, kind of get a little momentum going offensively.
We didn't score on that drive, but I agree with you. That got them. Hey, we can move the ball a little bit here, and that got the second half started.
And right, I think I don't. You guys may have touched on it. Was that a third down run where he went for 41 yards?
I think it was. If I look back, you're right. Well, we had just been backed.
His plays came at big times.
Yeah,
you know, came at really big
times. Timely plays.
Y'all done on that?
I think we are.
Okay. Jimmy played great tonight. All of them did. We had Rick One and Jimmy Burchett was tonight's TDS top performer. Brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Final budget pest control scoreboard update.
All right. Third quarter action is the latest. It's probably over, but Upperman's up 20-9 on Stone in the third quarter. Fourth quarter action,
White County 32, DeBears of Mount Juliet 44. So that game got a lot closer.
Fourth quarter.
Oh. Fourth quarter. So that game got, DeBears. Some finals. Trousdale knocks off Westmoreland 16-7. So Westmoreland will be 0-5 coming to Clay County next week for homecoming.
But gave the Yellow Jackets all they wanted so far.
Yeah. So I think we got to be ready for those guys. For sure. North Green 38, Red Bull in 14. 09-21, York 10. Gordonsville 21, Stewart County 7.
Gordonsville sitting undefeated right now, 5-0. Okay.
South Pitt 49, Whitwell 3. Nothing to say about South Pitt, guys.
Well, they got a field goal.
One thing about South Pitt, they lost their coach. They got an interim. I think they're sharing responsibilities, two different assistants taking over. New head coach already before they lost that one, too. So a lot going on in that program down there. Not getting to play a whole lot of games yet this year. We know they've got the talent, but a little bit of dysfunction down south.
Yeah. I don't feel bad for them.
East Nashville 58, Jackson County 0. Monterey wins again 43, Rockwood 14.
Wow, Monterey rolling.
Coalfield had a COVID game, but they picked up Knox Carter, and Carter scored late in the fourth quarter and won it 34-30. So, a good tough game for Coalfield there.
Team that
we've seen.
That'd make them better. Not too knowledgeable of Carter, but know the name.
And you
get into those big schools out in Knoxville, and that's a bigger program. It's not a single A team.
Right.
So, that's a good game of Coalfield, even though they lost.
Warren County 21, Cookeville 14, Watertown 38, Whites Creek 8. Go ahead.
No.
Oh, okay.
Watertown coming up.
Yeah, Watertown. They start 0-2. Now they're 3-2. Won 3 in a row. So, the final Budget Pest Control scoreboard update of the night. Budget Pest Control, all killing done professionally.
Folks, great game tonight. We hope we did a good job broadcasting it. We'll be back on air next Friday night up in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, high top Joni Elite Stadium. Homecoming going to be taking place on John Teeples Field. Clay County 4-0 going to be taking on the 0-5 Westmoreland Eagles. Don't be fooled by that 0-5 record though. Going to be another good game this coming Friday night. Come out, see all the young men and women dressed up in their homecoming attire and watch a good football game. If you can't make it out, tune us in on the Horizon Sports Network. For Rob Edwards, Thomas Weaver, Fletcher Strong, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.